any pleasure or any other emergency, please be aware of your nearest center. We have eight exits in the ballpark. Fans in section 1453 can enter first base gate by tumbling in. And sections 1 through 6 can enter from the third base gate by Butcher's Chicken, Barbecue Stick. Left field ticket area can exit by the Picnic Concession Stand. Center field, splash pad, and playground area can exit the center field gate. Right field ticket area can exit behind the right field ticket bathroom.
Thanks. We ask you to please keep your attention to surrounding viewers at the ballpark. Noise figures are loud, but please. If you need to smoke, we're in the only couple of cigarettes. The smoking area is located on the very long time, so get off.
Wilmington Lake Ballpark is now cashless and only accepts credit cards and your gift cards at concession stands and souvenir stores. You may purchase gift cards at the information station United Section 13. Fans at some point during the game who are ready to medical assistance, the Rest Tech Urgent Care First Aid Station is located on the concourse, also behind Section 13. Fans got your scorecards now as we announce the starting lineup starts with the United Sports Getaway. First, we're visiting Tulsa Village. Taking off for the Villers, still at the owner, number 7, Johnny DeLuca. At second, the third base, number 13, Norman Trujillo. Adding third, the center fielder, number 44, Andy Hoffman. Adding fifth, the designated hitter, number 23, Brandon Lewis. Adding sixth, the catcher, number 17, Diego Garcia. Adding sixth, the first baseman, number 30, Ivan Olivares. Adding seventh, the right fielder, number 3, Josh Dover. Adding 8, the second baseman, number 5, Cody Hoji. Adding 9, the shortstop, number 2, Brandon Brickman. And taking the mound tonight for the Tulsa Villers, number 25, Nick Basso. And now the starting lineup for your Midland Rockhounds. Leading off for the Rockhounds, the second baseman, number 5, Cooper Hova. Adding second, the center fielder, number 1, Lawrence Butler. Adding third, the designated hitter, number 12, Brett Harris. Adding fourth, the catcher, number 24, J.K. Schwartz. Adding fifth, the left fielder, number 25, Chase Calabrese. Adding sixth, the third baseman, number 8, Logan Davidson. Adding seventh, the shortstop, number 11, Jeremy Heiermann. Adding eighth, the first baseman, number 33, Shane McGuire. Adding ninth, the right fielder, number 6, Michael Goldberg. And taking the mound tonight, your Rockout, number 21, Joey Estes. Get on your feet, fans, for the Midland Rockout mascot, Rocky Rockout. And how about a warm welcome for the one and only Jim Stallone! fans. I'm Joel Pepper, and I'm Jimmy Rogers, Anthony Franz. Got your game cast for you tonight. We've already had some really good weather the past couple of days for the first homestand of the year. And we've got some great weather continuing in this evening. My first pitch at 7 o'clock will still be around 80 degrees. The temperature will fall just down into the 70s with that wind. It will be breezy at 20 miles an hour. Go Rockhounds. It's time now for the Inland Reporter Telegram, delivery of the game, and here's Rocky Rockout. The Canada Tonight's official game by our ceremonial first pitch. And here to throw out tonight's first pitch, we have Scott Rivera with Endeavor.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Two games in the books between the Rock Hounds and the Tulsa Drillers, and each team has captured a victory here at Momentum Bank Ballpark as the Rock Hounds start their home season 2023. Wherever you have us dialed in, welcome aboard. We really start the weekends here at Rocky Town. Thirsty Thursday really kicks things off. Yes, that's unofficial, of course. A lot of folks do have a 9-to-5 to do tomorrow. So it's Thursday Night Baseball, midway point of this six-game series between the Rock Hounds and the Drillers. The first couple of games, Tulsa has taken the lead in each case. On Tuesday night, the Rock Hounds came back, rallied for a victory by the final of 8-to-5. Or rather, 10-to-8 on Tuesday. Last night, the Drillers again jumped into the lead, but this time they denied the comeback and won the ballgame. 8-to-5 was the final. Rockhounds rallied back a couple of times, but each time the Drillers responded and came away with a win. Andy Páez had a painfully productive night last night for Tulsa. The L.A. Dodgers prospect on base in 4 out of 5 trips. He drove in a run in the game. That came on a hit-by-pitch one of 2 times he was plunked during the game. Páez helping to lead Tulsa last night to the victory. Max Schumann and Lawrence Butler, again, had good ball games, a couple of hits for each at the top of the order. They have really been good for the Hounds in this series. Max is 4-for-9 with a double, a homer, and a couple of ribbies. Lawrence Butler had a terrific triple last night. He is a fun player to watch. Has a triple and 3 ribbies. He is 4-for-10 in the first couple of games. There is one other guy who is flat tearing it up, and he's an interesting story. There's a song a long time ago that begins with the line, "The road is long with many a winding turn." If you go back a long ways, the song is called "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother." Well, he's been the number 9 hitter in the order the first couple of nights for Tulsa. Not tonight. When you're absolutely steamrolling it at the dish, you're going to move up a little bit. We'll tell you his brief story. It's kind of cool. Give you a look and also the pitching matchup all on the way when the Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. On the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Hounds and the Drillers each came in 2-1 after the opening mini-series of the year, so both clubs 3-2 after splitting the first two here. By the way, elsewhere in the Texas League last night, ours was actually the closest game. Everything else was pretty lopsided, most particularly Arkansas running it to 5-0 with a 12-3 win over Springfield. Josh Stowers was a member of Frisco's championship club a year ago, Texas Rangers affiliate. So he has a championship ring, but he found himself on waivers during the offseason. As Texas, it's just a numbers game, had to let him go. The Dodgers claimed him. They have assigned him to Tulsa. He was quiet in the series against San Antonio. He has been anything but quiet in this one. Give you his numbers in our starting pitching matchup coming up. As the Rockhounds taking the diamond, wearing tonight the bright orange jerseys. A little bit of overcast, and the wind is really strong tonight. We'll tell you more coming up. And right now we will take you downstairs for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. National Anthem on Thursday Night Baseball. We've got a good bunch here tonight. Picnics are overflowing down the left field line, so we've got a good bunch here tonight. That's usually the case on Thursdays. Josh Stowers, did I say he was quiet to start the year? In this series, in two games, Josh Stowers is 5-for-7, a double, a ribby, two walks, and a stolen base. He has been on base 7 of 9 times. He's been the 9 guy in the DH role. He moves all the way up, or a little bit anyway, the 7th, and will be in right field tonight. Josh Stowers has been tearing it up. Pitching matchup, right-hander Joey Estes acquired from Atlanta in one of the trades the A's made. He will go against Nick Brasso. He was acquired by the Dodgers from the Blue Jays via trade. Both guys rated among their organization's top 20 players, so a good matchup here tonight. Joey Estes has baseball in hand. The right-hander throws the first pitch of our game right after this from Budweiser.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
That pitch will be thrown with 82 degrees, and the breeze is strong. It is up to 20 miles per hour. And it's right to left and a little bit inward, so the wind will be much more a factor tonight than it has been. Here's Joey Estes, here's Johnny DeLuca, and our first pitch of the ball game, a strike on the outside edge, and we are underway as Estes floats an off-speed pitch over the outside corner. Right-hander against right-hander. Joey ready. Twist in the pitch, swing and a miss. Came back same velocity, 82 miles an hour down and away, and DeLuca chased it. Johnny, right-handed hitter, he is the left fielder. Man on deck is Jorbit Vivas. He moves to third base in this game. As Vivas, he is on deck, top of the first inning. 0-2 pitch from Estes. All third strike on the outside corner. DeLuca clearly thought that was up. You're not going to argue a lot early, although he barks a couple of times. And indeed, if that is going to be within the zone tonight, that is a high strike, if you will. And it's a three-pitch whiff for Joey Estes to start the game. DeLuca retired. Here's Jorbit Vivas. Left-handed hitter, he's the third baseman. Estes delivers down and in, missed that time with a fastball down around the shoe tops, 1-0. Andy Paez on deck. Outstanding prospect, having a really good series. Center fielder batting third, Andy Paez. 1-0 pitch, down and in, ball two. So a three-pitch whiff, and now a 2-0 count. Brandon Lewis is the DH. He'll bat cleanup again in this game. Brandon Lewis, the designated hitter, batting fourth for Tulsa. 2-0 swung on, lifted in the air to center field. Lawrence Butler backpedaling a bit, but he's got plenty of room, and he hauls it in for the first out. Make it the second. Fly ball out to center field, two away for Andy Paez. Diego Cartaya back in the order. Dodgers' top prospect, the young catcher, batting fifth, Diego Cartaya. Imanol Vargas will bat in the sixth spot. He's the first baseman, Imanol Vargas. Josh Stowers, we mentioned him, right field, batting seventh. Man, he's been good in the series. Stowers in the seventh spot. Estes delivers up high to Andy Paez. Right-handed hitter. Andy has driven in seven runs, one of the top six or so in the league to open the year. Swings and pops it straight back out of play. Had a pretty good rip, and it's 1-1. Rest of the order, Kyle Hosey moves to second base, and he will bat eighth. Kyle Hosey, the second baseman. And Bryson Brigman just joined the club yesterday. He'll get his first start at shortstop. Bryson Brigman batting ninth. 1-1 pitch. Did it hit him? That's three times in the last two games. Well, I'm not a real big fan of all the armor the guys wear these days, but Andy Paez, yeah, bless your heart, man. That left elbow otherwise would be, man, it's probably a little sore anyway, but it's right where he got hit again. He was hit last night twice by JT Ginn. So one on and two men down. Batter will be Brandon Lewis. DeLuca, Vivas, and Paez up top. Lewis, Cartaya, and Vargas in the middle of the order. Stowers, Hosey, and Brigman will round it out. Stretch and pitch by Estes. Fastball runs high and away at 93. One ball, no strikes to Lewis. Brandon, 4 for 20 to start the year, but one of those four hits, a two-run homer in the top of the first opening night Tuesday. 1-0 pitch floats over the outside halfway. That off-speed pitch, good touch from Estes. One ball and one strike to count. Top of the first, game three of this six-gamer, which runs through Sunday. Set by Joey. Backup pitch and a beauty. Called strike. Boy, again, a lot of off-speed stuff early on. 2-1 to Lewis. Brandon will call timeout and step out for a moment. Andy Paez, the base runner, has a couple of steals early on. Lewis waits. Upright stance. Hands way up high above the crown of the batting helmet. Kicks up high for a ball. The count goes now to 2-2, I'll correct myself, two balls, two strikes. Shadow with a 7 o'clock start covering almost all of the infield grass and up right to the edge of the right field grass. Left side of the infield and outfield, bright sunlight. Check swing. Lewis really just kind of, I think, maybe a concerned kind of reach, didn't really swing, but got a piece of it. He initially thought it might be too close to take. Probably ball three, but that's really easy to say from back here. 2-2 the count, one on and two men down. Lewis, a slightly open stance as he waits. Low and away the target, pitch to the glove, but it's fouled straight back. And we'll do it again on 2-2. Joey Estes at 6 feet 2, 215 pounds, at only 21 years of age. Palmdale, California, Joey's home. Tucks that glove up to the chin as he sets up. Now comes to the plate, the 2-2, and that's fouled back. These two doing a little bit of battle here, 2-2 yet again. Again, a little bit of a cloud cover, although it's not blocking the sun right now, so it's just bright, sunny, windy, and boy, the left side, the Third baseman, shortstop, lefty are all shielding their eyes as Estes comes set again with a 2-2, and he got him this time. A fastball up, swinging strike three. So a hit batsman, Andy Páez, plunked yet again, but a couple of strikeouts for Joey Estes, and there is no damage done at the top of the first. No runs, but a hit. A sore left arm for Andy Páez, and he is left on base. After a half inning, we are underway. Village Car Wash bringing you our broadcast here this evening. And after a half inning, it's the Drillers nothing and against right-hander Nick Frasso, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Can play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Nick Frasso going to the mound. Here's the lineup he will face tonight for the Rockhounds, and it's shuffled a little bit. Cooper Bowman will move to the leadoff spot. Max Schumann getting tonight off. Cooper Bowman leading it off at second base. Lawrence Butler again will bat second, back in center field. He's been there all three nights. Lawrence Butler batting number two. Brett Harris again in the three spot. He moves to the DH role tonight. Brett Harris, the designated hitter. J.J. Schwarz is back in the lineup. He is activated. Will play for the first time in 23. J.J. behind the dish. Here's Cooper now. Cooper Bowman to face Nick Frasso, who fires right down the heart of the plate, knee-high at 94 with the fastball. Cooper Bowman, right-handed hitter, takes. That's a called strike two. So Frasso doing just as Cooper, or excuse me, as Joey Estes did. Fires a couple of quick strikes. Bowman will step out. Cooper asking for timeout. Clock resets. Steps back in. 0-2 count to the Hounds leadoff batter. 0-2 bounces to the plate, and it's a ball and two strikes. Chase Calabweed moves to the five spot. He's in left field. Chase in left. Logan Davidson moving to third base. He'll bat sixth. Logan Davidson at third. Jeremy Ironman at shortstop will bat seventh. Ironman at short. 1-2 pitch, punched and just foul wide of the bag at first base. Juan DeLaMay, the first base coach, watching that ball rifle by. Shane McGuire batting eighth. He's the first baseman tonight, also a catcher by trade. Shane McGuire batting eighth at first. The one ball, two strike pitch, swing and a miss, came up and in, tied him up. That fastball at 98 from Frasso, and it was, boy, high, tight, and that is tough to deal with. One up, one down to the whip. And the batter will be Lawrence Butler. This would be a good matchup. Michael Goldberg rounds it out. He'll bat nine and play the nine spot. Michael Goldberg in right field. Here's Lawrence, left-handed hitter. He takes a swing at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Comes up empty, 0-1. Drillers playing to pull. Left-handed hitter swings and fouls one away. It's quickly 0-2, so Frasso 0-2 to the first two batters he has faced in this game. Lawrence launched a triple last night. Boy, that same ball would fall short of the track in this game. That wind is really whipping. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's 1-2. We will see stronger wind, I promise you that, before this season. Maybe before the week is over, but it is significant. The 1-2. Down and in, off-speed pitch, and the count goes 2-2, somewhat off-speed anyway, at 85, tried to bend one down and in. 2-2 to Butler. Pitch swung on, little looper, shallow center, and that'll sink and drop right in front of Andy Páez. Could not get there with that. Well, he's got a bright red glove on his left hand, as Andy Páez. Boy, you can spot that thing from La Mesa. So a base hit for Lawrence Butler. Contact, just a little flare in the center field. And that'll bring up Brett Harris. Brett, designated hitter, right-handed batter. 5-for-17 to start the year, just under 300. Takes Boyd just low and away. One ball, no strikes. Lawrence Butler, a guy who early in his career, after being drafted out of high school, stole a lot of bases. He doesn't run necessarily that much anymore, called strike outside edge, but he is a good athlete and he can run. 1-1 to Brett Harris. Frasso, the former Blue Jays farmhand, 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen, a ball and two strikes to Brett. Came over from the Blue Jays to the Dodgers, along with pitcher Moises Brito, in exchange for Mitch White and Alex DeJesus. Tossed first by the right-hander, chasing Butler back to the bag. And you know he is talented. He is the number 10 prospect in the Dodgers organization. Pitcher Joey Estes on the A's prospect lists as well. Pitch down and away, and it's two balls, two strikes. Joey Estes, who gets the start, is rated number 23 by the MLB.com pipeline, a little higher than that by Baseball America, number 16 on the A's list. Here's a swing and a miss. Brett Harris out on strikes. Cartaya, aggressive, throws behind the runner at first, but not in time. So a pair of strikeouts for Frasso. Sandwiched around the flare base hit by Lawrence Butler. Wins trying to take my scorecard right through the headset. Thank you very much. J.J. Schwartz, J.J., first at bat of 2023. He's placed on the injured list in Northwest Arkansas. We knew it wouldn't be a lengthy stay. Takes a called strike, so welcome to 2023. He's a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. J.J., right-handed hitter. Member of the Hounds a year ago. One on and two men down, no score. And a big swing and a miss at him. Pitch a 95, little run on it as well. Quick 0-2 count. First two pitches you see in an actual game situation are 93 and 95 with some movement. Pitch a big swing and a miss. So J.J. up and right back down on strikes. And Frasso strikes out the side. Base hit by Lawrence Butler. Each team with a base runner in the first inning, but neither team putting a run on the board. So we are underway with Thursday Night Baseball, the Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers. Broadcast brought your way by our friends at Village Car Wash. And after one, no score.
When you're craving a delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, Diego Cartaya will lead it off. Right-handed hitter against Joey Estes. And first pitch of the inning finds the outside half of the plate for a called strike. Diego Cartaya, Emmanuel Vargas, and Josh Storrs. That will be the trio to face the right-hander. Little veiled sunlight continues to shine. Pitch swung on and ripped up the middle. A base hit for Cartaya. Cooper Bowman made a nice effort to get there, crossing behind the bag to the shortstop side after the pitch was thrown, of course. But Cartaya on with a base hit. Well, the kid is only 21 years old. One man on and nobody down. Here is Emmanuel Vargas. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Has seen somewhat limited duty. 2-4-7 through the first five games. Swings, taps one back to the mound. Here's Estes. He will go to second base for it. Sets up, throws, and get one. Probably not two. Joey, he took his time, and I won't say he was slow, but again, very deliberate in making sure he made that initial throw. You'd love to get the double play, but you want to make sure that you get the lead guy, and he did. So a 1-6 bounce out, fielder's choice that is. Cartaya out at second, and Vargas reaches, and he's on at first base with one man down. Here is Josh Storrs. Look out. 5-for-7 in the series. Takes up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And I mentioned Josh, a member of the Frisco Rough Riders Championship Club a year ago, Rangers affiliate. And for a lot of the guys who are in the upper minors, there's a chopper foul wide at third base and 40-man roster guys, as I believe Josh was at the time. But he was waived by the Rangers, and again, you make moves in the offseason, and if they involve major league guys, that involves roster spots, and you only have 40 of them, and Josh found himself without a job, but not for very long. The Dodgers claimed him pretty quickly. Here's the 1-1. Bouncer foul got way out in front of that, and the count goes to ball and two strikes. No score, top of the second, one on and one out for Tulsa. A lot to deal with, though. Brand new organization. Of course, a lot of guys in the A's organization who are going through that. Joey Estes, starting pitcher, guy on the mound right now, coming over from the Braves. Long set by the right-hander, one ball, two strike count. Estes with a pitch, sails up high, and the count is 2-2. Was drafted out of high school in Lancaster, California. Was Joey and made his debut in 2019. Then, of course, boy, it was a long time before he threw another pitch, as was the case for a lot of guys. Here's a delivery chopped foul by Storrs, so Josh hanging tough. It's 2-2. Vargas now the base runner. Joey Estes involved in the trade that sent former Rockhound Matt Olson to Atlanta. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. Well, that is no small feat in this series. Josh Storrs out on strikes. Third strikeout for Estes. Nick Frosso struck out the side for Tulsa in the bottom of the first. Now Cody Hosey, one on and two men down. Cody, tall, slender, right-handed hitter. He's the second baseman. Went 1-for-5 on Tuesday night with a strikeout. Picks down and away for a ball from the right-hander, a ball with no strikes. Joey Estes drafted in the 16th round out of high school. I believe it is Paraclete High School in Lancaster. One ball, no strikes. To the dirt. Good block by J.J. Schwarz comes up with it. Two balls, no strikes. Bryson Brigman on deck for Tulsa. Field drifts entirely into shadows now. I mentioned a pretty good amount of clouds when we started, but the sun was still brightly shining through. Right now, entirely in shadows. There's the 2-0 pitch, and that is popped up left side. Is it playable? Brett Harris near Checkney. It's Logan Davidson near the dugout. Nope, that ball will find its way. Wind really pushed it to the back edge of the Tulsa dugout. You know what ran through my mind right there? Logan Davidson is playing third base tonight for the Rockhounds. Brett Harris, of course, plays there a lot. Brett had that amazing catch in which he went into the visiting dugout, and I mean backside over appetite. And MILB, the website for Minor League Baseball, ran up, I think it was five different great plays and
You were asked to vote for which you thought was the best of the year, and Brett's catch was named the best in minor league baseball in 2022. You and I watched it, and I'll guarantee you there couldn't have been anyone better. Here's a 2-1. Swing a little looper in the left field. It will carry a little and drifting over with room. Chase Cattlewing, and he's got it for the out. Ball got in on Hosey a little bit, I think, and Cody sends it somewhat softly in the left field for the out. So the base hit by Cartaya on the second pitch of the inning at best. In fact, it goes by the board. So we have played 1.5 in our Village Car Wash. Score of this game, Tulsa nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Last half of inning number two, Chase Cattlewing, Logan Davidson, and Jeremy Ironman face Nick Frasso, who gave up a little flare base hit. He also whipped the side in the bottom half of the first inning. We were just mentioning in that announcement you just heard some of what goes on here at the ballpark. Thursdays, of course, Thirsty Thursdays. Thanks so much for Lone Star Signs and Widener Apartment Homes. Tomorrow it'll be duffel bags for the first 1,000 fans. That is one cool giveaway. That's what we feature on Friday nights, souvenir giveaways, and, of course, fireworks for absolutely everybody if the Hounds are home on a Saturday. Chase Cattlewing leads it off, left-handed hitter. Swings and fouls one away. Count goes 0-1. Chase 1-for-7 in two games so far. The one came last night. It was a double. Rocks that bat a little bit. 0-1 pitch, and that is fouled to the screen, a little bit behind the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Count is 0-2. A little bit of sun slipping through. It's veiled, though, not nearly as bright as it has been. Again, temperature right about 80-plus to start this game. 0-2 count. Pitch by Frasso. Swung on and fouled away, so Chase again behind it a bit, but launches it high in the air over toward that picnic area, which is still plenty full. We have a good bunch on hand here tonight. 0-2 count, second time to the Rockhounds left fielder. And the 0-2 pitch by Frasso. Yep, up high for a ball, 1-2. Mention each of these teams, 3-2. Arkansas leaving the north. They are 5-0, are the Travelers. The 1-2 pitch, little tapper. Off the mound is Frasso, first base side. He'll flip to first for the out. Vargas covering, and it's one man down. Arkansas with that 12-3 win yesterday over Springfield. They are 5-0. Wichita, boy, they are. They've been in this league 3 years, but my goodness, third season for Wichita. But, boy, they have been really overall the best club over those three seasons. The first two, anyway, pitcher up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes, and they are 4-1 are the Wind Surge. Tulsa two games back at 3-2, and they're very, very early going. 1-0 pitch, a bit high to Logan Davidson. Two balls, no strikes. Logan, third baseman, switch hitter batting from the left side. 2-for-11 to start the year. Takes outside for a ball, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Frasso will talk to himself for a moment. He walks off the downslope of the mound. Can't walk very far. And comes right back, ready to go. 3-0 pitch. Up, high, ball four. Logan draws a four-pitch walk. Well, his game is goofy. He's basically done nothing but throw strikes to the first five batters and then walks Logan Davidson on four pitches. Now, Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy looking for base hit number one on the new season. Right-handed hitter. He's the shortstop. 0 for 10. Guy with a lot of pop in the bat. Check swing. That's called strike. 0-1. Didn't go, but it was a called strike. In the South Division, Rockhounds and Amarillo, each 3-2. Frisco and San Antonio 2-3. And Corpus 1-4. Pitch down and away for a ball. Corpus Christi got off to a tough start. They were swept at home by Arkansas, including one very late rally by the Travelers. Here's a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes to count. The Hooks won their first game at Amarillo on Tuesday night. Then last night, a crazy, well, it actually is not crazy at all. It's very typical of Hodgetown and Amarillo. 1-2. Davidson well off the bag, gets back, ground ball to short. That's going to be two. Flip to second for one, on to first, and an easy 6-4-3, and that will end the inning. Bregman to Hosey and on to Vargas. And the walk goes right by the board. So we have played a couple. Our ball game coming to you from Momentum Bank Ballpark. This is game number three of a six-game set. And after two innings, Tulsa and the Rockhounds, no score.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Bryson Brigman will get his first AD. Just joined the ball club yesterday after the injury, the unfortunate injury to Eusebio Diaz running the bases. So Brigman stands in, right-handed hitting shortstop, batting ninth in the Tulsa order. Takes a backup pitch to the inside half of the plate and a called strike from Joey Estes. Bryson Brigman, Johnny DeLuca, and Yorbit Vivas, 9-1 and 2 in the Tulsa lineup. 0-1 pitch, fouled away, 0-2 count. Hounds defensively, Chase Calabuig is the left fielder. Lawrence Butler is in center. Michael Goldberg is in right field. Jeremy Ironman is the shortstop. Logan Davidson at third base on the left side of the infield. Two very familiar names and faces. Pitch drops down low. Count goes 1-2. Cooper Bowman again at second base, as he has been throughout the series. And Shane McGuire moves over to first base, part-time catcher, first baseman. Swinging a high pop-up left side. That ball will get out of play. J.J. Schwarz has the mask and the shin guards on tonight. And, yeah, the chest protector, too. Didn't want to worry the J.J. Schwarz fan club right there. J.J. behind the plate. And Joey Estes making his second appearance. Appeared in relief at Northwest Arkansas. Here's the 1-2 pitch, ground ball hit back up the middle. Bowman dives, knocked it down, retrieved nicely by shortstop Ironman, but no play in the base hit. So Brigman, boy, welcome to Double-A baseball. He joined the team from extended spring training. Gives himself a sharply hit base hit. Good effort by Bowman. I don't know that Cooper would have gotten, it was really more watching the defender than the runner. And a really nice effort at second base. Top of the order, Johnny DeLuca. Struck out looking to start the game. Swings and fouls one back here. It's no balls and one strike. Joey Estes relieved Roiber Salinas opening night for the Hounds in Northwest Arkansas. Went four innings, gave up just one hit. It was a two-run home run. Stretch and pitch. A breaking ball swung on and missed as that wind really swirling. Count is 0-2. Walked one, struck out three. Boy, I'm watching those flags for just a moment in deep left center field at the base of the tall berm, Rocky Mountain. 0-2, bouncing ball, and Estes spears it. Goes to second for one. High throw handled by Bowman. Return throw not in time. Boy, all sorts of stuff going on there. Joey Estes made the play. He turned, threw a little high, lost his cap in the process. Bowman leaped, made the catch, had to come back down to the bag, and then threw to first not in time. DeLuca beats it out. So that's a lot going on for a 1-4 putout. Good play again by Estes. That throw sailed on him a little bit. Remember, there's a bunch of breeze, too, and that it is more than enough to affect any throw. Now here is Yorba Bibas, takes a high strike on the outside edge, 0-1. So the base runner now is Johnny DeLuca, has one steal and one cut stealing early in this season. He will draw a throw from Estes. Shane McGuire gloves it. One on, one out, third inning, no score. I mentioned the game last night, Corpus Christi and Amarillo. And for a lot of ballparks, you would have described it as just crazy. For Hodgetown, not so much. Pitch swung on, fouled back. Through six innings last night in Amarillo, the Sod Boodles led the Hooks 11-3. The Hooks rallied back within 11-10. And Amarillo put on a couple of insurance runs, one at 13-10. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball and two strikes to Orbit Bibas. He is a left-handed hitter, third baseman. Flew out to center field his first time up. That's just a quick glance over at first base. Pretty good lead for DeLuca, not running. Pitch right down the middle, called third strike. And I think Bibas knew that one all the way. 91-mile-an-hour fastball for a called third strike, fourth whiff. For Joey Estes, one on and two out for Andy Páez. In that game at Hodgetown, 23 runs on 33 hits. The only strange thing, there was one strange thing, because that is a bandbox of a ballpark, even in the modern day, it really is. Only one of the 33 hits was a home run. Stunning. Foul ball straight back off the bat of Páez, 0-1. That is a ballpark that lends itself to offense and more of it, and a lot of long balls. That was not the case, but 23 runs, 33 hits. With Amarillo winning it 13-10. Throw to first base. Boy, that was close. That was a one-hop throw that was nicely picked on the backhand effort by Shane McGuire, the first baseman. And boy, almost got down on the body of the base runner DeLuca in time. 0-1 count. Andy Páez hit by a pitch again. In the first inning, third time in two games. Rolls one toward third base. And, well, Scott Hennessy, that was a notable effort. He didn't make the play to the Tulsa manager, but that was a pretty good effort, Scott, barehanded. That wasn't exactly a slow roller. 0-2. We just got a tip to Captain Scott Hennessy, the job he has done in Tulsa. He's just a baseball guy. I really like that about him. All about the game. 0-2 pitch, outside and high for a ball, 1-2. By the way, you know, the folks in Amarillo probably don't like hearing that their ballpark is, and it is a bandbox. I think the left center field power alley is 350. But, you know, it's how the ballpark's built, and it is a hitter's dream. 1-2 pitch, called third strike of the knees, got him. Páez called out on strikes. Boy, that was nasty. Fastball down in the zone, knee-high outside edge. Páez caught looking. Leadoff base hit. But it's no runs on a hit. No errors and a man left on base. Speaking of hitters' paradises, tell you about one of the great hitters of all time on our Hilliard Office Solutions solution coming up. Village Car Wash score of the game. I'm doing this with fear and trepidation. Tell you why on the other side of the break. Village Car Wash score after 2.5. Drillers nothing, Hounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Okay, let the season then officially begin. That last announcement from our good friends, by the way, Aldridge Gardens and Hilliard Office Solutions. I had punched the play button each of the last two nights in the middle of the third inning, and the computer just looked right back at me and said, nope. Or as the computer said in 2001, A Space Odyssey, I'm sorry, I can't do that, Dave. I'm not Dave, and tonight it did. Thank you very much. Here is Shane McGuire to lead it off and go to the bottom half of the third inning. One ball, no strikes. Ah, technology. No score in this ball game. Nick Brasso back to work. 1-0 pitch finds the outside corner. 1-1 to the Hounds' first baseman. Shane 1-for-11 to start the year. Left-handed hitter. Pitch from Brasso ran it in on him just off the inside corner. Two balls and a strike on an off-speed pitch. 2-1. Michael Goldberg then back up top for Cooper Bowman. Here the Hounds' third. 2-1 pitch is launched high and foul out of play left side. 2-2. By the way, final real quick thought. We're talking about Amarillo, the ballpark. Hodgetown, after the debut season for the Sod Poodles, I think it was MILB, might have been Baseball America. It was somebody, good folks, they know what they're doing. 2-2 pitch, roll toward first base. That'll be handled by Vargas. Pitcher there to cover in time to Frasso for the out. 3-1 goes to put out one down. But I did a really good in-depth study on just offensive, in terms of the effect, ballpark effect on offense, and Hodgetown was at the top of the list in all minor league baseball, so we're not just making that up. It is a hitter's paradise in the panhandle. In steps Michael Goldberg, swings and comes up empty. Michael knows a little bit about that, not so much for power, but he had a 6-for-6 game at Amarillo last April. Swings and lashes one to right field, that's going to go right into the glove of Stowers. Well hit ball opposite way. Boy, anything in the air is going to get knocked down, I would think, a little bit in this ball game. That wind is strong, and that was to right field, but the foul pole, or the wind, rather, foul pole to foul pole right to left. Speaking of great baseball sites and folks who know what they're doing, baseballreference.com, an amazing, just amazing site. Called strike to Cooper Bowman. Cooper, a strikeout his first time up. Top of the order, Hounds second baseman. Takes down and away for a ball. On Baseball References homepage, they tell you right up top how many players have appeared in Major League Baseball in the history of the majors. Ground ball down the third baseline and just foul. Umpire Felix Neon right there. Make it a one ball, two strike count, 1-2 to Cooper. And as of today, Baseball Reference tells us 22,886 players have played in the history of this game. It sounds like a lot, and yeah, that would be a small town and all that good kind of stuff, but imagine how many guys have played professional affiliated baseball and not reached that level. They call it the show for a reason. The 1-2 pitch down and away. Of those 22,886, between 1 and 100, how many have 3,000 hits? Here's the 2-2. Swung on, ball hit in the air, center field. Pies going back, and he will drag it down. Boy, the wind kept that playable. Cooper's a little frustrated. Cannot blame him. That ball was really ripped. But again, the wind is strong at 20 miles an hour, and even a line drive was affected. Hounds go up and down in order. That's the first time either team has gone 1-2-3 in this one. So 22,000, almost 23,000 guys have played big league baseball. How many of them, between 1 and 100, have 3,000 hits? So we'll tell you why I bring that up. After three, Village Car Wash score. Tulsa and the Hounds score us.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Playing one in the West Texas breeze tonight. And after three, it's Goose Eggs. Tulsa and the Rockhounds are scoreless. Thrillers, no runs on two base hits. The Rockhounds, no runs on one hit. Hounds had a hit and a walk. One of those wiped away in a double play. Tulsa, a couple of base hits and a hit batsman. And three men left on base. Brandon Lewis leads it off, top of the fourth, and swings and fouls the first pitch from Joey Estes back for strike one, 0-1. Brandon Lewis, Diego Cartaya, and Emmanuel Vargas face the right-hander. Lewis a strikeout his first time up, takes up high for a ball, 1-1. Teams have split the first two games of the series. Hounds winning 10-8 opening night. And the Drillers 8-5 last night. Tapper back to the mound, knocked down by Estes. Another play from Joey, flips to first. That's three assists for the pitcher, and that's of the first 10 outs. Completely meaningless, but unusual. One up, one down. Here's Cartaya. Diego ripped a single up the middle in the second inning. Hounds and Drillers tomorrow evening at 7. Duffel bags for the first 1,000 fans. 7 o'clock likewise on Saturday with post-game fireworks. And 1 o'clock in the sunshine Sunday afternoon. Cartaya swings, first pitch. Pops it high in the air, right side, barely on the grass. Cooper Bowman, boy, right on the edge of a bit of sunshine breaking through. Handles the pop-up. Boy, that got, I don't know if it got dicey from Cooper's standpoint. It looked that way up here. There's a long stream of sunlight that starts about this time in the evening if the sun is breaking through, and it is again now. Starts right behind the infield dirt, shallow right field, right on the edge of the grass and stretches all the way out to center field. Pitch high and away for a ball to Emmanuel Vargas. 4-for-1 with a fielder's choice. And boy, where Cooper caught that ball, he was right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. And looking right into the sun. Backdoor pitch drops, low ball 2-0. That is only the third 2-0 count for Estes. Joey with the delivery, and that is right down the middle. Fastball, 90 miles an hour, called strike 2-1. Nobody on, two out, fourth inning. Both teams 3-2. In the very early stages of 2023. 2-1 pitch lifted high and foul, out of play. Mention Hounds and Drillers tomorrow and Saturday at 7. Sundays are now at 1 o'clock, our family Sundays. Monday, of course, the accustomed off day. One of the nicest twists in a long time to a schedule. 2-2 pitch, bouncing ball, foul. There are always some really strange things in the schedule, but boy, that Monday off, that is... that's an invention that I think has widely been absolutely well received. Two balls, two strikes. Estes with the pitch. Another bouncer foul. Rockhounds next week at Springfield, Missouri. Haven't been there since 2019. My favorite stops, and we will be on the road. By the way, was not with the team for that first three-gamer. We are with you on the road as well from this point on. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball up. Joey Estes, boy, he has been fun to watch. He's mixing in some off-speed stuff and gets his first 1-2-3 inning, and he caps it with his sixth strikeout of the game. We will get you our trivia answer coming up. How many guys with 3,000 or more hits in Major League Baseball history? It's fairly rarefied air. After 3.5, Village Car Wash score of the game. Tulsa and the Hounds are scoreless.
It's Texas Ford Dealers, and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour. Schedule an in-person visit and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Bottom half of the fourth inning. I apologize, it was a pitch slow. Lawrence Butler fouling off pitch number one. 0-1 count to the letter the. Left-handed inning center fielder pops one left side foul ground. Cartaya giving a long, lovely run out of room. That ball will get back up and into the seats. So a quick 0-2 count to Lawrence Butler. Bottom of the fourth inning, Lawrence leads it off. Had a single his first time up, a flare single to shallow center. Brett Harris and J.J. Schwarz to follow. 2, 3, and 4 in the Rockhounds order. Lawrence Butler from the left side down to the count 0-2. Swings and misses, pitch down and in. Slider strikes him out. Lawrence Butler comes the fourth strikeout victim, the first since the first inning for Nick Brosseau. And here's Brett Harris. He was a strikeout victim in inning number one. Of the nearly 23,000 who have played Major League Baseball, how many have 3,000 hits? Well, that's a lot. Pitch just inside ball one. Our Hilliard Office Solutions solution, 33,000, swinging a foul straight back. Now, I bring it up because one of those guys, one of the 33, got his very first hit in his big league career on this date. He's the 1-1, rolled out towards short. Brigman is there, has the ball in plenty of time, throws to first for the out. So quickly, two down here in the Hounds' fourth. Now, I mentioned how many guys have 3,000 hits. He is one of them. If I had asked you how many of those players have 4,000 hits, all of a sudden the possible answers are down to two. And he is one of those. But Pete Rose, at his first ever base hit on this date. Here's J.J. Schwarz, big swing and a miss. Boy, J.J. up and down on three pitches. His first A.B. of the season. And he has seen nothing but heat. That was 95. Also, outside corner. You know, that's just not even fair. Guy's playing in his first game of the year. That was 94. A little bit of run on it. Knee-high outside edge. Hello, how are you? It's down and away. Ball one. 1-2. J.J. again picked on. 1-2 the count. Base is empty. Two down. A 1-2 stretch and pitch, and that's fouled back. A ball and two strikes. Pete Rose, by the way, was 0-for-11 in his big league career. And he got a triple off a great Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher named Bob Friend. That was back in 64. And 20 years later, to the day, April 13th, 1984, Pete Rose got hit number 4,000. 1-2, swung on and missed. So, J.J. Schwarz out on strikes. And both of these pitchers through four innings have been outstanding. We'll see. Don't know how far they will go in this game. But that is now seven in a row, retired by Frasso. And see, yep, Joey Estes will go back to the mound. A little follow-up on that with Pete Rose coming up. We have played four innings. Our Village Car Wash score, Tulsa nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the fifth, and boy, the two guys on the mound, Joey Estes and Nick Brasso, are front and center. Scoreless ball game in the fifth, bottom third of the order, but look out, that's Josh Sowers to lead it off, and Cody Hosey and Bryson Brigman face Joey Estes. We're talking about Pete Rose, our Hilliard Office Solutions solution. On April 13th, about 20 years apart, got his first and his 4,000th. They said he played for the Expos when he got his 4,000. I forgot he played for Montreal. It was only for 1 year. First pitch swing by Stowers. He pops it up. Right side of the infield, and Cooper Bowman looks it into the glove. Pop up. I don't know. I don't know if the home broadcaster can jinx a visiting player. It's not by design, but Joshua has been 5-for-7. We bragged him up in the pregame show. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and popped out. That's baseball, isn't it? Here's Cody Hosey. No wind-up motion from Joey Estes. Finds the outside part of the plate with a fastball at 93. The two guys with 4,000 base hits are Ty Cobb and Pete Rose. Ty Cobb has the highest batting average of all time for a career, 367. 0-1 pitch right to the spot outside corner, 94. Same pitch, same spot, 0-2. Cody Hosey flew out to left field his first time up. Takes quick time out here, stands back in. Cody straight away in the right-hand box. Knees flexed, hands around letter high. Now brings him up, swings around. And another play by Estes. Snared that one. That was sharply hit on 0-2. Estes makes the play underhands to first. He has four pitcher assists, defensive assists, in 4 2/3 innings. Again, completely meaningless, but don't see it very often. So Ty Cobb has the highest all-time batting average. Just a little yes or no, and this is just for fun. Like the rest of it is serious. It's a swing and a miss by Bryson Brigman. I'm doing a baseball broadcast and saying, hey, just for fun. Yeah, you think so? Yeah, what, there's going to be a test? Here's the 0-1. Ball popped in the air, right side, long run. This is toward the right field side, drifting, and Shane McGuire can't quite get there. Ball bounds away, good effort by Shane. 0-2 count. And actually, it's kind of a result of a conversation that I had a long while ago. We're talking about great hitters. Pete Rose is the only other guy with 4,000 hits. Ty Cobb has the highest batting average in history. Does Pete Rose rank in the top 100? Yes or no? All-time batting average. Is Pete Rose the only other guy with 4,000 hits? Is he in the top 100 all-time batting average? Here's the 0-2. Again, that's the just for fun part. That pitch just missed. J.J. Schwarz didn't think so. Joey Estes didn't think so, but Jared Molman did. And he is the home plate umpire. 1-2. Brigman from the right side. The 1-2 pitch. Ball hit in the air center field. Butler will drift to his right, and he'll haul it in. Well struck on a 1-2. But Brigman lines out. So we are midway through this ball game, and man, it is mostly pitching. And of course, Mother Nature, remember, making this ballpark play pretty doggone big tonight with about 20 miles an hour worth of wind. Middle of the fifth inning of play, our Village Car Wash score, the Tulsa Drillers nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
On the air. Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
For the Rockhounds in the last of the fifth inning, it's Chase Calabuig to lead it off. Logan Davidson and Jeremy Ironman will ball. So a trio of the guys in this ball club that are very familiar. This is a team with a pretty good mix of returning and new faces. Chase stands in and he faces Nick Brasso, who has been really good. A swing and a miss on a fastball underway in the fifth inning. Joey Estes has now retired 9 in a row. Brasso's 0-1 pitch, inside half of the plate, called strike at 93. Boy, easy delivery, but 93. He has retired 7 batters and gotten 8 outs in a row. 7 in a row, beginning with a 6-4-3 double play in the second inning. The 0-2 to Chase, fouls it straight back. Count is 0-2. Our second part of our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia. Does Pete Rose rank in the top 100 all-time in batting average in big league history? He's one of only two guys with 4,000 hits. Here's the 0-2. Way up high for a ball and 2 strikes. The answer is no, which is kind of surprising. Now, he's close, and let's face it, he's one of the greatest hitters ever. 106th in a tie, actually. Pitch down and in. Ball 2. This is just, of course, at the moment. But one of the guys he's tied with at 303 is Mike Trout. Boy, he put Mike Trout and Pete Rose in the same lineup. Pretty good. Opposite field drive to left field. Going back, reaching up. That ball going to be over the head of DeLuca. Couldn't get there. It one hops the wall. DeLuca retrieves. Stand up. Double Chase Calabrese. Cuts his hands together. Chase was hitless in one game, by the way. At Northwest Arkansas. But he has doubles in each of his 2 games here. That was a really good swing of the bat. And the wind may have backed off. Boy, not much at all. Not much, but boy, maybe a little. I'm watching the flags. Boy, they kicked right back up there. But that was a well-hit line drive. DeLuca just missed grabbing it. Lead-off double. Here's Logan Davidson. Looks to bunt and drops it down. That's a beauty. That's a fair ball. Sacrifice bunt. Play goes 2-3. Man. That is one nice bunt. Runner is at third base. Chase stays at second. Beg your pardon. Dropped the zone. The bunt down, but nope. Runner did not advance on the bunt. 2-3 put out. So, boy, tried to drop it down, but it was right in front of the plate. And I assume for a moment there's a chopper out towards shortstop off the bat of Jeremy Ironman. Brinkman handles that throw to first for the out. Calabwig moves up, but that's on the second out of the inning, not the first. Well, I'll remind myself very quickly, do not assume. This is our third broadcast of the season. Guy drops down any kind of a bunt, you assume the guy will move up. But from second base, Chase really could not. The ball was right at home plate, so if he tried to move up, Cartaya would have certainly gotten him. So a runner at third, but two men down. Shane McGuire, the batter. Left-handed hitter takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. No balls in, one strike to count. Shane bounced out first base to pitcher. His first time up. Pitch will go high and away for a ball. First time on the air. The batter's eye here is tall bank of grass. Was beautiful. Now thick trees. I remember when those trees were about 4 feet tall. Pitch swung on, rolled toward third. This is going to be a tough play, and that's going to be a base hit drive home the run. McGuire, little inside-out swing. Third baseman Devos made the play, but that will be an RBI single. Hounds on the board, 1-0. That's one of those, I don't think you can even say that wasn't a bad pitch at all. He got in on McGuire, the left-handed hitter, and he just rolled it up the third base side near the bag. Devos tried to get there. I don't think he would have had a play anyway, and he tried to make the play and just kind of deflected the baseball. Shane McGuire with his first base hit of the series, his first RBI is what I was going for. Called strike here to Michael Goldberg. Second hit, first ribby. Little dribbler, but it got the job done. Hounds on the board, 1-0 in the fifth. Goldberg standing in, 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field pie. Started back, now coming in. And anybody going to get there? That ball is, that's going to drop. McGuire coming for the plate. He will be out. So it will be a double for Michael Goldberg. The Rockhounds rolling the dice and sending Shane McGuire. Ball was a little windblown. Paez started back on it and then charged in. Left fielder DeLuca made a sliding effort, couldn't get there. But Shane McGuire came as far as third base and then was thrown out trying to score, and that will be the third out of the inning. Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. But as they do, it will be with a narrow lead in this ballgame. One run on three base hits. No errors, and there is one man left on base. Give you some totals in a moment. Through five, Village Car Wash score. Hounds 1, Tulsa nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Well, the Hounds scratch one together. The first run of this game comes in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Followed by a play on which Rockhounds just rolling the dice, and you can kind of understand why. Runs tough to come by, and so a ball that was sent in the air to shallow left center field. DeLuca made a really good effort to get there. The go is a double for Michael Goldberg, but out at the plate was Shane McGuire. So 1-0 Trey Schupak is on to pitch, and he will face the top of the order. Johnny DeLuca takes down and in for ball one, 1-0. Top of the sixth, gets you the totals through five. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-0 from Trey. Tulsa no runs on two hits. Rockhounds one run on four hits. The game is errorless. 2-0 lifted high in the air to left field. Calabrese drifts toward the line. He's got it for the out. DeLuca flies out to left field, one away.
compensation.
Jorbit Vivas will be the batter. Andy Paez will follow here in the top half of inning number six.
Now batting number 13, Jorbit Vivas.
So a 1-0 ball game. This the third game of a six-game series. Vivas 0-for-2. Jorbit swings ground ball. Second base takes a couple of hops. Handle looking at right into the glove is Cooper Bowman. Boy, that's your little league coach would be proud of that. That ball kicked just a little bit. One of those where you just kind of get the sense that hop is going to be a sharp one. It was. Cooper stayed with it. And two quick outs here in the sixth inning. And now, let's see, what do we have? Maybe an issue with Trey Schupach. Boy, I sure hope not. He has dealt with some injuries in his career. And Bobby Crosby's coming out. I think Jake Ruthier, the athletic trainer, will come out as well. Boy, I hope Trey is okay. You know, this is ironic. I visited with Trey just a little bit today, just kidding around, shared a smile and a laugh in the clubhouse, and I think he's going to tell everybody he's okay, and really hope he is. A tall right-hander. They're going to have him throw a pitch or two, though, I would guess. Trey is 6'5", about 240. LaGrange, Texas, is home. Pep says he's okay, so he felt something, and Bobby came out pretty quickly there. So Schupach will stay in the game. Last name is S-U-P-A-K. It's pronounced Schupach. Again, guy just, he's one of those guys just really easy to be around. Just great smile, and I think he has a pretty good appreciation for the game. You just get that sense with him. A swing, and Andy Paez fouls it back. All serious right here, facing the terrific Dodgers prospect. 1-0 Hounds, sixth inning. The 0-1 stretch and pitch by Schupach backs it up and just missed off the inside corner at 76, but boy, just missed getting the inside edge. All right-hander with a stretch and 1-1 pitch. Paez swings and fouls it away, and it's one ball and one strike. Brandon Lewis would be next here in the sixth inning. For Joey Estes, 5 innings, 2 base hits, no runs, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. One hit batsman, that was Paez. 1-2 pitch, bounces to the dirt, and it's 2-2. So Joey Estes has made a very impressive season debut, his first 2 outings. Pitch, and that will miss for ball 3. Dangerous territory here, going 3-2 to Paez. Joey Estes, 9 innings in his 2 appearances, just 3 base hits. The 3-2, swung on and lifted high in the air, foul ball right field toward the grass berm. Nope, going to hit the concrete concourse, takes a big old rainbow hop. 3-2 to Paez. Base is empty. 2 down, top of the sixth. Only 9 strikeouts, 1 walk for Joey Estes through his first 2 outings. Time called by Paez. So Trey Schupach staying in the game. And again, that was good news. Guy has had some injury issues. Pitched down and away, and he walks Paez. So base on balls here, 1 on with 2 men down. Brandon Lewis, 0-for-2. He has struck out and bounced out first base to pitcher. Now we're talking about Pete Rose and 303 career average with a 4,000 hits. And again, that's not even top 100 all time. And I recall a conversation having, it was last season. Man, it was on the road somewhere. That's pretty nebulous. Called strikes it. Brandon Lewis, we were just talking about great hitters, and I always felt Ted Williams to be the best ever overall hitter in baseball history. Heck, that was before computers, but he was basically a human computer when it came to hitting. Backup pitch inside, ball 1-1-1. And the fellow I was talking to was a big Pete Rose fan, and I understand that he is one of the greatest hitters ever, make no mistake. But the guy asked me, did I think Ted Williams was a better hitter than Pete Rose? I said, yeah. Delivery, all breaking pitch. Did he go? Nope, did not. Little check swing. Crowd will grumble at that. And after the conversation, and we were on the road, and I went back and dialed in baseballreference.com just to look. And, of course, Williams hit for more power as well. Here's the 2-1. Ball is bounced foul. And, yeah, Ted Williams' batting average was 41 points higher than Pete Rose. 344, 303. Oh, by the way, Ted Williams is, I believe, fifth all-time. That doesn't include Shoeless Joe Jackson. That is a story for another day. But his stats don't show up in big league history. 2-2 pitch. And a check swing. Did he go? He did. Ball to the dirt. Handled by J.J. Tags the man out. Inning is over. Brandon Lewis, a strikeout victim. So a walk and a whiff for Trey Schupak and the sixth inning. Top of it. Those in the books. No runs, no hits, a walk, and one man is left on base. Billy's Car Wash scored through 5.5 here at Rocky Town. The Hounds won, the Drillers nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Bottom half of the sixth inning of play, and the Drillers will go to the bullpen. Trevor Betancourt will get the call. Boy, two starting pitchers, just terrific. Nick Brasso, 5 innings, 4 base hits. 1 run was earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. The run, of course, coming on a single little dribbler up the third baseline by Shane McGuire. Top of the order, as Cooper Bowman will be the batter. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. It'll be Cooper Bowman, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris to face Betancourt. Trevor making his second appearance of the season for Tulsa. Right-hander delivers up and in. This ball sailed high and tight. Cooper Bowman struck out swinging in the first inning. He ripped the ball to center field his last time up, but wind maybe slowed it down a bit, and Andy Páez tracked it down. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count quickly is 2-0. Betancourt in his one outing against San Antonio. Pitched a 1-2-3 inning. With no runs, hits, whips, or walks. 2-0 pitch, swing, and a miss. Fastball with some good action on it. And a 2-1 count to Cooper. So Cooper, 4-for-20 start the season. Has 4 stolen bases. That's a league-leading total coming in. 2-1 pitch, down and away for a ball, so we'll see. Tight ball game here. If he gets aboard, you would think he might be running. Field entirely in shadows. Mix of clouds and still some blue visible tonight in West Texas. 3-1 pitch. Didn't mean to. Check swing, foul ball. Count full, 3-2. So both starters go 5 innings. In a 1-0 ball game with the Rockhounds leading. Cooper asking for time and now steps back in. Young man from Rapid City, South Dakota. Former Yankee farmhand, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Stretch and pitch, ground ball, left side, clean base hit between third and short. Cooper Bowman. So he does get on base, and let's see if he is put in motion here by manager Bobby Crosby, the third base coaching box. Juan Delaney coaching over at first. Juan is also the assistant hitting coach. Javier Godard is the new hitting coach for the Hounds this year. Chris Smith back, second season as pitching coach. Another of the really good people on the planet. Here's Lawrence Butler. Takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Lawrence, a left-handed hitter. He's 1-for-2 in this game. So a 280 start to the year, he's 7-for-25. The 1-0 stretch and pitch, Sails a bit high, ball two, off speed. No home runs, three driven in, and now Diego Cartaya will go out to the mound for a quick visit. And that will be joined now by Emmanuel Vargas, the first baseman. Last half of inning number six. And the breeze when this game started, right at 20 to 21 miles an hour. And if it is backed off, boy, it has not backed off very much at all. Conversations are over on the mound, and now Lawrence stands back in. Butler from the left side. Fairly short lead for Bowman. Pitch swung on and set it high in the air to right center field. That's right into the wind. It's going to push the straightaway center. Baez will make the catch. Now, I would be really curious. That ball may have gotten in on Lawrence just a little bit. But I'd love to know on a calm night how far that would have gone. I don't think it would have done damage, but it would have been close. Again, that is right into the wind, which is largely foul pole to foul pole, right to left, and a little inward. So one on, one out. Now Brett Harris. Cooper still with a very short lead. He'll draw a throw. He basically, when they had to turn and take one step to get back to the bag. Checking the Texas League board. Boy, a couple of lopsided games again. Springfield is leading Arkansas 6-0, trying to hand the Travs their first loss. Stretch and pitch. Outside and low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Frisco clobbered San Antonio last night, and they are doing it again. 7-0 Frisco. Give you a sidebar on Frisco and Tulsa, which I think we mentioned opening night. Corpus and Amarillo, a 2-2 tie at Hodgetown. That game in the middle of the fifth. Delivery to Brett. He is up high for a ball. It's 2-0 to Brett Harris, 0-2 in the game. And Wichita, again, leading Northwest Arkansas 3-1. When Frisco won last night, I think 7-1. They lead 7-0 in that game at San Antonio. 2-0 pitch. Called strike at the knees. Can't throw it much better than that. Pass ball, little sink on it. 2-1 to count. And rankings done by Minor League Baseball's website. Frisco's roster rated the most talented in the minors. Runner goes, pitch fouled away right through the on-deck circle where J.J. Schwarz is standing, and it's 2-2 to Brett Harris. And Cooper Bowman will jog back to first. And Cooper, a guy who can really run at 47 steals a year ago. That was at single A, partly with the Yankees, and then at Lansing with the A's after coming over in the Frankie Montas trade. Two balls, two strikes. Set by the right-hander Betancourt. Runner not going. Line drive. Foul past Bobby down the third baseline. And now stays 2-2. Now Frisco's roster, and again, of course, things are going to change because, let's face it, that is the nature of any minor league. Double-A has historically a whole bunch of movement. Not quite as much as Triple-A, but there will be a lot of movement. But Frisco's roster rated the most talented in the minors. Here's a swing and a ball hit the left field and fairly deep. DeLuca's going to turn. He's going to watch that ball go! Sidewalk souvenir, Brett Harris. Boy, that's a line drive that just kept rising. Cooper Bowman scores. Here comes Brett, first home run of the year. Touch that dish, young man, and that is a two-run home run. And that went over the high wall in left field. That ball was well hit. Make this a 3-0 game on Brent Harris' first home run. He is fourth and fifth ribbies of the year. The wind, I don't think, hindered very much. Again, foul pole, right to left. But it's really not an outward breeze. I don't think it would have hindered that ball at all. It might have helped a little bit. Ball didn't clear the wall by a whole bunch, but that's an 18-foot high wall in left field. And DeLuca, when he initially reacted, thought he had a line of sight, or it looked like maybe he had a line of sight on it, but then he got short of the track and just turned and watched, and it was gone. So the Hounds lead the Drillers 3-0, and the batter will be J.J. Schwarz. Nobody on, one man down, two runs in. And Brett Harris is once again a 300 hitter. He's now 6-for-20 with his first home run of the season. J.J. takes, and that ball will bounce right at the plate, then back to the screen, one ball, no strikes. Mentioned that Frisco, according to, I think it's Jim Callis, is the writer. Most talented roster in all of minor league baseball, any level, by the way. Pitch to J.J., called strike, 0-1. Now, J.J., 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts, but those came against Nick Frasso, and they were his first two at-bats of the season. After a short stint on the injured list, J.J. takes down low ball two, two balls and a strike. Well, that same ranking lists Tulsa's roster as the fourth best. And folks, that's out of 120. 30 teams at single A, advanced A, double A, and triple A. Backup pitch, called strike, got there on the inside corner, 2-2. Are you trying to get your feet wet at the plate? Frasso pitched really well, obviously, against him, and he take that tough backup pitch. You can't throw it much better than that. Betancourt delivers, and boy, just missed. He thought he might have had a strikeout right there. The count goes full, 3-2 to J.J. Chase Calabrese on deck in the bottom of the sixth inning. Stadium lights starting to take a bit more effect now. Stretch by Betancourt. Pitch, bounce foul, and over the Tulsa dugout. 3-2. Ball be well. Bobby's got to go away to track that down. Oh, that's cool, though. Going to give that baseball to a young man. I love it. Did not make that first trip, as I mentioned. We will be on the road from this point on, but I was watching on MILB TV in Northwest Arkansas. Here's the 3-2 now. J.J. waits. Takes just low ball four. That is, I'm not saying that this should be a parade downtown or a statue in the park, but that's really good patience. It struck out his first two times up, and on a 3-2 pitch, that was close. Here comes Scott Hennessy, so that will be it for Trevor Betancourt. Frustrating outing, certainly, for him. He gives up a two-run home run. And now a walk, so in one-third of an inning, two base hits, just one out. And the Drillers will go back to the bullpen, and Trevor will walk toward the dugout, and we'll hope for better things next time around. Mentioning the Hounds in Northwest Arkansas, there was a ball hit toward the third base coaching box. You used to be able to just turn and lob the ball into the seats, but the netting at minor league ballparks now, and it is mandated. This ballpark has always been actually very well protected that way, but the netting that you have to have is mandated, so there isn't a real clean place, just a clean underhand toss into the stands, but Bobby kind of worked his way over toward the stands and snuck a baseball through to a young man through a gap in the netting. He threw a seam in it. You know, that guy was really cool at Northwest Arkansas. So the Hounds lead this game by the score of 3-0. Tulsa going back to the bullpen, and Tanner Dodson, right-hander, will come on to pitch. J.J. Schwarz will be the base runner with one man down, and Chase Calabrese will be the batter. Our Astound Communications, our Astound Broadband road to the show. Boy, heck of a game today between the A's and the Orioles in Baltimore. And Adley Rutschman, boy, he's the real deal. That young Gunnar Henderson in the infield, top prospect in all of minor league baseball. He has been called up already by the Orioles. Well, they might be putting some things together in Baltimore. And Rutschman, boy, the guy who can absolutely be the foundation of your franchise. Young catcher hit a walk-off home run today against the Oakland A's, 8-7 the final. By the way, 15 runs, 21 hits, they did it in less than 3 hours, and that's a big league game. But there was a man in that game, stole a base as a former Rockhound. Here's Chase Calabrese, takes a strike from Tanner Dodson. With an 0-1 count. Tanner 6-1. He's 160 or so out of Sacramento, California. Chase takes. Pitch drops low, 1-1. Chase Calabrese bounced out to pitcher Nick Frasso in the second inning. Led off the fifth with a double and eventually scored the game's first run on the infield single by Shane McGuire. 1-1 pitch, little roller, first base side, handled by the pitcher. Dotson throws the first for the out. We've seen a lot of that in this game. Joey Estes had four assists. Did the Rockhound starter. Two men down. Schwartz advances scoring position. Jorge Mateo now playing with Baltimore, former Rockhound. He led the American League in stolen bases last year. I used to call him the Blur. Kid is flat out fast. Here's Logan Davidson, bouncing ball wide to first, 0-1. Jorge stole his seventh base of the season. He leads the major leagues early on. Remember the 2017 championship team. It has at least one chapter kind of unique in it. Swing and a miss as Logan chases one down. Logan Davidson 0-1. He walked in the second, did the Rockhounds third baseman. And on a bunt attempt, was thrown out, captured to first base in the fifth. Bats here in the sixth. 3-0 Hounds. Logan takes and just down and in. Not an easy pitch to take. Breaking ball. The count goes 1-2. The other side of our inning break, if indeed it is upon us, tell you about Jorge Mateo just a little bit because it relates to these two teams and it relates to one of the great moments in the Rockhounds franchise history. But it also, importantly, by the way, since also involves Tulsa, tells you how good Scott Hennessy's teams have been. Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch down and in. Logan Davidson out on strike, so Tanner Dodson comes in and gets two quick outs to limit the damage. But the Rockhounds get a two-run home run from Brett Harris. And they have expanded the lead. We have played six innings at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Village Car Wash, score of our game. Rockhounds 3 and Tulsa nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, and Diego Cartaya will lead it off. Right-handed inning catcher facing Trey Schupak into his second inning of work. Pitch to the outside edge, but it's wide for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Cartaya with a single, a sharp one in the second, popped out to second baseman Cooper Bowman his last time. Tempted, didn't go. Close pitch. Appeal, but he held up on the swing. Count is 2-0. I think Jaron Molman was tempted to call that a strike. He kind of gave that little shoulder flinch. 2-0 pitch. That will get there. 2-1. Diego Cartaya, Emmanuel Vargas, and Josh Stowers. Top of the seventh, 3-0 Rockhounds. Schupak with a motion, the delivery. Ah, fastball strike. Actually, a little cutting action on that pitch to the outside corner, 2-2. And shade Cartaya to pull the ball. Third baseman is Logan Davidson tonight. He is shading toward the bag. Jeremy Ironman at shortstop shading toward the left side in the line as well. Pitch swung on, lifted the opposite way, fly ball, right field, long run, Goldberg, anybody got to get there on the move, tumbles, cannot make the play. Ball will drop for a stand-up double for Cartaya. Boy, Goldberg did everything you can do to get to that baseball, made the diving effort, but it dropped near the line. Cooper Bowman and Shane McGuire both in hot pursuit as well. Michael, of course, coming in a little bit, had the maybe the best chance to get there, but that drops in Cartaya. With a little pop-up that drops for the double down the right field line. One on, nobody down. Here is Emmanuel Vargas. 0 for 2, a fielder's choice and a strikeout. Left-handed hitter. Set by Shupak. Pitch may be a bit high for a ball, 1-0. Mentioning Jorge Mateo, 2017 Rockhounds Texas League Championship team. These teams met in the first and fourth of the four-peat the Hounds accomplished in those, boy, magical seasons. Pitch just outside, and you could probably tell the crowd's reaction to that. The Hounds rallied from two games down in 2017 to force a fifth game in Tulsa. It was a swing and a miss, and count as 2-1. The home team did not win a game in that championship series. And I bring it up, I know it's a little awkward, of course, because Tulsa was the opponent, but more on that in a moment. But that fifth game was stunning. 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul tip. The Drillers had a bundle of power on that season. They had been virtually unbeaten after Scott Hennessy took over at midseason as manager. They weren't unbeaten at One Oak Field, but close. And the Hounds forced a fifth and deciding game. Jorge Mateo reached on an error in the top of the first inning. He was a leadoff batter. He reached on an error, scored on the ball hit by Sergi Rosa. There's a line shot, and that is down into the right field corner. Vargas ripped that ball just over the glove of McGuire. That will bring home a run and put a runner in scoring position. Vargas jumped all over that pitch. A line drive had some top spin on it. McGuire made a leap and almost got it. But the ball cleared his glove down the line into the right field corner. And it's back-to-back doubles here. Cartaya scores with ease. And that will bring up Josh Stowers in a 3-1 game. Vargas with his second RBI of this season. Double into the right field corner, a 3-1 game. Difference in this game now is Brett Harris's two-run home run just a few minutes ago. Stowers 0 for 2. He is struck out and popped out to second base. Shupak delivers, but that's up high for a ball at 90. In that fifth game of the 2017 Championship Series, Mateo, first guy up in the game, first guy up in the entire game, scored a run. It was the only run of the game. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0, and that Tulsa lineup was good, flat out good. And my perspective on it, obviously, I mean, that was as dramatic a game as this franchise has certainly ever played. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that'll get there, called strike 2-1. A ball club that hit the ball out of the park a lot with the Drillers, and that meant every Tulsa batter in 9 innings had a chance to tie or put the team ahead. And that was just flat a great game. Here's a swing and a well-hit ball in the left center field. That's going to sink and drop. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Butler will make the play on 3, maybe 4 hops. That is back-to-back-to-back doubles for the Drillers. And it is 3-2. And Stowers, who had gone 0 for 2, he is 0 for 2 no longer. He has been so good in this series. And that one, a top spin line drive in the gap to left center field. Cody Hosey will be the batter, tying run in scoring position. Nobody out. So Cartaya, who had the little pop-up, just to be fair, but then Vargas and Stowers, line drives, and here's Hosey. Cody, right-handed hitter. Shupak bends one over the heart of the plate for a strike. 3-2, top of the seventh. Well, the Hounds held on to win 1-0, completing the four-peat. But the Drillers, here's the 0-1 pitch, and that ball is lined into center, and that's a base hit. Going to send the runner home. The throw by Butler, going to be to the cutoff man, and on four consecutive base hits, the Drillers have tied this game. Stowers scores. The RBI to Hosey, his first of the year, on a line drive single right center field. Well, it has been the other way around in this series to this point. The Hounds have done some rallying after Tulsa has taken leads. J.J. Schwarz to the mound, and wisely Chris Smith will join that conversation. The Hounds will get activity in the pen, but it's a 3-3 tie, one on and nobody out. Well, just to finish that complete circle of a thought, that 1-0 game in which Mateo scored the game's only run, Rockdown's fans, how appropriate it was, Dio Sergi Rosa, who drove it in, one of the great names in franchise history, and that four-peat was historic, and without Dio, there would have been no four-peat. But the Drillers came that close to the Texas League title in 2017. They won two games here, and again, that fifth game certainly could have gone either way. They won the title the next year under Scott Hennessey, defeating San Antonio. And I don't want to, well, believe me, I was pulling for Tulsa in 2019, and they fell to Amarillo. I won't give you the details because I don't want to weep openly. So, but that was just a storybook finish for the Sod Poodles, to be sure. Pitch to the corner to Bryson Brigman for a called strike, 0-1 as we get back to it. But they held the lead going into the top of the ninth of Game 5 in that series, so the Drillers very easily could have had a three-peat of their own. Just tremendous over that stretch. Called strike over the inside edge, 0-2. And really all started with a managerial change, and it wasn't a firing or anything, just a change within the system. Scott Hennessey took over, and man, what a ride. He's done a tremendous job, just amazing. Backed up pitch, misses up and in, 1-1. Bryson Brigman 1-for-2. He has an infield single and lined out sharply to center his last time up. One on, nobody down. And all of a sudden, a brand new game at 3 apiece. Pitch to Brigman, inside out swing, little soft looper into shallow right field, base hit. That's a great piece of hitting. Boy, Brigman, his first game with the Drillers, and he's 2-for-2 with a line drive out. That was just a little flare. And here comes Bobby, and that's going to be it for Trey Schupak. Well, a frustrating second inning of work for Trey. Does not get a batter out. Goes one inning plus. He'll give up 3 runs on 5 base hits. And he will depart with 2 on and still nobody out in this inning. So we'll see who will come on for the Hounds here in the 7th. But it's a tie game. It's also with a great opportunity here to take the lead. In the inning, Cartaya with a pop-up little flare that dropped right along the right field line. That was a double. Then Emmanuel Vargas with a line drive down into the right field corner, a double. That scored Cartaya. Josh Stowers, a double into left center field. That scored Vargas. Single by Cody Hosey scored Stowers, who runs very well. Chase going on to pitch for the Hounds. Thank you, Wes. Wes spotted. I thought it was Chase. He has a different hair thing going this year, but not that it was Chase, but Wes has already confirmed that. Thank you very much. So the RBI by Hosey tied the game. He now goes to second on the flare single as Brigman kind of fought that off and just goes opposite field. Little inside out swing, little looper into shallow right field. 2 on, nobody down. And it's the top of the order, Johnny DeLuca with Yorba DeVos on deck. Chase Cohen, who is one of the familiar names on this team, out of the Rockhounds bullpen, will make his second appearance of the season. Chase, part of the shutout in the final game of the series in Northwest Arkansas, went 2 perfect innings. No runs, no hits, no walks, and 1 strikeout. So the right-hander out of Alpharetta, Georgia, on to pitch is Chase. Top of the order, Johnny DeLuca. A 3-all tie, but that 3-all tie hanging in a precarious balance. With 2 on and nobody down, 5 consecutive hits for the Drillers to open the inning. Well, his 7th inning is anything but dull here in this series for both teams now, called strike 0-1. Hounds scored six times in the seventh inning opening night. That led to a come-from-behind win. Hounds rallied a bit, little bit anyway, in the seventh inning last night, and now a big seventh for Tulsa, and they still have nobody out. Cohen's pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball with good life to it at 92, and it's 0-2. Sky darkening now, deep, dark, midnight blue sky around us. Breeze, maybe not quite what it was earlier, but still very much a factor. 0-2 to DeLuca. Johnny 0-3. Stretched by Cohen in the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, foul ball. Back to the screen it goes. Count will stay 0-2. So a game in the top half of the seventh. And Joey Estes started this game. He is no longer the pitcher of record. O-2 count, pitch to the dirt, and that is a really nice block by J.J. Schwarz. That ball was not only in the dirt, but it was into the left-hand batter's box and took kind of an awkward bounce to it. J.J. blocked it with a body up to the right side. Cody Hosey did not attempt to move up. So first and second, the count, a ball and two strikes. DeLuca, knees flexed at the plate, right-handed hitter, takes, and a call, third strike, boy, a little delayed call, that'll think might have taken Johnny by surprise just a little bit. Strikeout for Chase Cohen, one man down in the inning, that is the first out, here is Yorbit Vivas. Vivas 0-3 in this game, he's flown to center, struck out looking, and bounced to second base. Facing Chase Cohen. Chase out of Georgia Southern, ninth rounder in 2018. Parts of three seasons now with the Rockhounds. Fires just outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Andy Paez waiting on deck. Three all tie, but Tulsa still with something cooking here. Just one down, first and second, the runners. Cohen set the leg kick and pitch. Breaking ball swung on, lifted high in the air to left field. It's going to drift in toward the glove of Chase Calabuig. Makes the call and the catching shallow left. So Vivas skies out to Chase Calabuig. And boy, now this inning comes down to Chase Cohen against Andy Paez. Boy, Andy has just been remarkable in this series in getting on base. Or we have pinch hitter. Nope, I'm sorry. That is him. I don't know why I didn't think Andy was number 44, but yeah, he sure is. I think I saw him come out of the game. So here is Paez, who has, in this series, reached base 9 out of 13 times. Right-handed hitter, open stance, squares it up upon delivery, takes it down and away for ball 1-0. He's been hit by a pitch 3 times, including the first inning tonight. He's 0-1 with a hit batsman and a walk to his credit in this game. Otherwise, 3-7 in the series. Takes a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. He's driven in 4 runs in this series. If he adds to that, he will break a 3-all tie. Cody Hosey, the leadoff second. Bryson, the leadoff first. Here's the 1-1 set. Cohen's pitch to the corner. Perfect pitch, called strike 2. Paez, I think, felt that might have been wide. At least he reflected, or it appeared he did. Count 1-2. Chase tucks that glove up against the chest as he gets his sign. Comes set. Hands drop slowly down to the belt. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bounces up there, and Schwarz will stop it. Boy, that's one of those things. Doesn't appear anywhere in or near a box score, but how big is that block by J.J.? If that ball gets away, it's second and third with two men down, and again, guys can go on contact. Instead, it's first and second. That's a jam. But boy, second and third with two outs, so all the more dangerous. Good play by J.J. Here's the 2-2 stretch. Pitch by Cohen. And again, it's low. J.J. handles ball 3-2. A Andy Paez is the eighth batter up in this inning for the Tulsa Drillers. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the stretch. Chase from the belt. Kick. Full count. Runners go. Pitch up and in. Ball four. And oh, Chase talking to himself. Paez again reaches base. On base, seven. Make it, excuse me, 10 out of 14 times. And now here is Brandon Lewis, guy with some pop. Bases are loaded. Two down, seventh inning. Drillers have batted around. Lewis, upright stance, hands well up high. Pitch from Cohen, just outside. Ball one, 1-0. Lewis 0 for 3, couple of strikeouts, sandwiched around a bounce out to pitcher Joey Estes, the Hounds starter, back in the fourth. One ball, no strikes. Bases full, two down, three all tie. Pitch. Got the corner boy. Give part of that to JJ. Brandon Lewis got a bent back at the waist a little bit in reaction to that. Thought it was maybe off the corner. Just got there, and Schwarz really framed it. One ball, one strike. Cohen comes set. Lewis, big right-handed hitter, waits. Here's the 1-1. Tempted, didn't go, I don't think. Checked his swing up, didn't go. Crowd won't like that, but he certainly didn't swing at it. 2-1. So the plot thickens a little bit deeper here in this seventh inning. Drillers have rallied back to tie and look now to break it. 2-1 to Lewis. Pitch by Cohen. Down and away, ball three. So now advantage certainly to the hitter in this scenario. Bases full, two men down, 3-1 count. Runners take their leads. Lewis waits. Chase Cohen with a 3-1 pitch. And it is a little number foul, third base side. And now it is, boy, pushed about as far as it can get pushed. Bases full, count full, two out, score tied in the seventh. Brandon Lewis opened this series with a two-run home run top of the first inning on Tuesday night. 3-2. Runners will go. Pitch takes flight. Swing and a miss! He got him! Chase Cohen, Lloyd, fist pump. Do not blame him. Boy, he comes back and gets the strikeout. Does Chase Cohen like that emotion from Chase? But the Drillers bat around and do some serious damage. First five guys up, all got base hits and three runs across. And Cohen comes in, gets a couple of strikeouts, and does indeed slam the door. Seventh inning stretch in Momentum Bank Ballpark, and we have ourselves a brand new ball game. Little non-Googleable trivia coming up. And as the crowd sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Village Car Wash score a 3-all tie.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Right, by the way, I punched the wrong button. Hey, that's the, now come on now. That's the first time tonight. It's not the first time in the series. It is the first time tonight. Oh, my goodness. So non-Googleable trivia is brought your way by our friends at Bud Light. Easy to drink and easy to enjoy. Seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable trivia. Now, let me see. I'll grab this for you. The Houston Astros, you've heard of them. They have done quite well. Well, way, way, way before they were the Astros, they were known as the Colt 45s. Between 0 and 9, in the 3 years they were called the Colt 45s, how many days did the Houston Major League team spend in first place in the National League? Between 0 and 9. By the way, there were no divisions back then, just to clarify. The Colt 45s, how many days, 0 to 9, did they spend in first place? We go to the bottom of the seventh. And the first pitch called, strike to Jeremy Ironman, bottom third of the order. Tanner Dodson now, of course, the pitcher of record for the Drillers. And likewise, Chase Cohen after that nice job out of the pen for the Rockhounds. Pitch down low, 1-1 to Jeremy. He's bounced out twice to shortstop, the first of them a 6-4-3 double play. Pitch will drop down and away for a ball. It's two balls and one strike. Jeremy's AB again between 0 and 9. How many days did the Colt 45 spend in first place? Ground ball, third base. That'll be handled by Vivas. Sets up, throws, low throw, backhanded nicely by Vargas for the out. Boy, good play by the Drillers. First baseman, one down in the seventh. Here's Shane McGuire as an RBI in the game. Well, the answer is kind of cool. I mean, it really is when you look back at the Colt 45's segment of the Houston franchise history. Of course, then the Astrodome was built, and the team was, and it has been ever since, called the Astros. Here's Shane McGuire, takes down low for ball one. 0-9. How many days were the Colt 45's ever in first place? The answer is one. It was this date, 1964. They were 1-0. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. They beat Cincinnati 1-0. Cincinnati at that time always hosted one of the traditional major league opening days. The Astros beat the Reds. Nobody else played. They were in first place. Swing and a line shot. Center field coming on as Paez, and he will try to make that catch. Did he get it? He did. He picked it off the blades of the grass. Shane McGuire, check your wallet. You just got robbed. Bobby's going to ask here. He wants to make sure. Paez sold that pretty well. Bobby thought it hit the deck. We have no way to tell from here. Boy, that is close, but the out call made. The out call, I believe, was made by first base umpire Ty Krause. It's one of those times, of course, where you'd love to have a four-man crew because it would have been an umpire much closer. And boy, tremendous play. Michael Goldberg looks to bunt, draws the bat back, and boy, say he went, say he offered. Ty Krause is not popular right now with the Hounds. 0-1 to Michael. Nobody on and two men down. Pitch to Goldberg. Ground ball, one long hop to third base. And leads lead by Vivas. And his throw is high. Pulled him off the bag. And Goldberg will reach on E5. So throwing error. And it's one on with two men down. See if Michael might be running here. Game's first error for either team. And by the way, an error is an error is an error. But we talk about it a lot. Right now, this is a crosswind, foul pole pretty much. And it's about 20 miles an hour. Those flags are unfurled fully again. It affects throws across the diamond. Pitch missing to Cooper Bowman. Ball 1-1-0. Cooper 1-for-3 with a run scored. That's a long way across that diamond, too, and that throw just sailed a little bit, pulled Vargas up off the bag. 1-0 pitch, that'll get there, 1-1. So a 3-all tie. By the way, all those years ago, 1964, the Colt 45s were in first place for one day. They were 1-0, Cincinnati 0-for-1. The other 8 teams in the National League were all 0-0. Pitch swung and bounced foul. When that 64 season was done, this is pretty cool. Again, no divisions, right? So if you got to win the National League, you got to win the league to make the World Series. That was it. There are none of the playoffs we have now. St. Louis won the pennant. Pitch down and away for a ball. See if we can sneak this in real quick. St. Louis went 93-69. The Reds and Phillies went 92-70. The Giants went 90-72. Pennant decided by one game, and three games. From among four teams, swinging the foul out of play. The Colt 45s that year finished 66-96. They were in ninth place of the 10, 27 games back. The Mets, 53-109, 40 games out. Hello. 2-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch fouled away. Cooper Bowman has those good wheels. He was running on the 2-2. A 3-3 tie. Ball game here in the last of the seventh inning. Cooper Bowman, right-handed hitter. He takes just up and in. Ball 3. So now Goldberg will be running with a pitch. Boy, that call in center field on the sliding play by Andy Pye is a very big one. That was ruled an out in the second out of the inning. Toss over to first base, checking the runner back. Bowman will take the lead. Pitcher is Tanner Dodson. Batter is Cooper Bowman. Pitch on the way, swung on, ripped it toward left field. DeLuca will make the catch on the move. Line shot. Boy, Cooper is now 1-for-4, but he has two really hard outs. Lined out to deep center back in the third. He ripped this one, but again, within the reach of DeLuca. So no runs or hits, one error, and one man left on base. So we have ourselves a tie baseball game. Village Car Wash score through seven complete with some totals coming up. Rockhounds 3, Tulsa 3.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, we have played seven. It's really kind of been a tale of three ball games early on. Boy, starting pitching tremendous. Joey Estes for the Rockhounds, Nick Brasso for Tulsa. Scoreless through four. A Chase Calabrese double. And an infield single by Shane McGuire gave the Rockhounds a 1-0 lead. Brett Harris bringing home Cooper Bowman on a 2-run home run in the sixth. It was 3-0. But Tulsa, boy, just busted out of the fifth. Five consecutive base hits. Three-run scoring, tied it at three. The guy who started that is Diego Cartaya. He stands in, swings and misses against Chase Cohen. Cartaya doubled. That was a fly ball that dropped just inside the right field line, just out of the reach of Michael Goldberg. And line drive doubles by Vargas and Storrs drove in runs, and Cody Hosey tied it with a single. 0-1 stretch, pitched by Cohen, outside low for a ball. And that's where we stand. It is a 3-3 tie. Drillers, 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error. Rockhounds, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Cartaya waits from the right side. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip in and out of the glove of J.J. Cartaya, boy, he swung at that thing, stumbled across the plate afterward. Right-handed hitter with Emmanuel Vargas and Josh Storrs to follow. And these, again, these three guys, double, double, and double. One inning ago as the Drillers tied this game. So the series is tied at one. The game is tied at three. And the 1-2 pitch to Cartaya. Fouled it straight back, and, man, he had a rip. Count is 1-2. Our game summary, teams tomorrow at 7 o'clock with duffel bags for the first 1,000 fans. Compliments of our great partners at Oxy. Saturday night fireworks for everybody. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Pitch by Chase, takes flight, back up, down and in, ball 2-2-2. Fireworks Saturday brought your way by Bill Williams Tire Centers. We're some great friends of this franchise for a long, long time. Sunday afternoon, I'll go ahead and speak for Mother Nature. In the sunshine, 1 o'clock first pitch to wrap up the series. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him to Chase, one down and away. Chase with a good breaking pitch. And strikeout number 3 for Chase, and that's number 10 for the Rockhounds as a team. One down for Emmanuel Vargas. He's 1-for-3 with that RBI double that got the Drillers on the board in the seventh inning. He bats now in the eighth. Cohen comes set, changes his pitch, slowing away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Frisco still leading San Antonio 7-0 in the Alamo City, so Frisco were really having their way the last couple of nights after the Missions won the first game. Swinging a fly ball left field toward the corner. I think this will get easily out of play. Yep, sure will. Count 1-1. Boy, Frisco really dominating that game as well. They lead it 7-1 or 7-0 after six innings, and the Missions have just one hit at home in San Antonio. Amarillo has come back to take the lead over Corpus 5-2, top of the seventh inning at Hodgetown. Northwest Arkansas, boy, I don't know what the wind surge said to the Naturals, but they shouldn't ought to have said it. Northwest Arkansas trailed that game early 3-1. It's now Northwest Arkansas 9, Wichita 3. And Springfield defeated Arkansas, first loss of the year for the Trav, 7-4 at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Pitch up high for a ball to Vargas, and it's 2-1. So no more unbeaten, as Arkansas will be 5-1. Two balls, one strike, pitched by Cohen. High and away, ball three from Chase. So Vargas now ahead in the count, 3-1. Hounds have a right-hander warming behind Chase in the bullpen. Set by Cohen, 3-1 offering takes flight. Fouled straight back, 3-2. Chase came on in the seventh with 2-1 and nobody out in a 3-all tie. He struck out Johnny DeLuca looking. Yorvit Vivas flew out to left field, a walk to Andy Paez, and a strikeout of Brandon Lewis. He struck out Cartaya to start this, the eighth. 3-2. Chopper foul. That will drift over toward the on-deck area. Count stays 3-2 to Vargas. 1-for-3 in this game. Well, 3-for-10 to start the season. A couple of RBIs, including that double that brought home a run in the seventh inning. Left-handed hitter waits. Pitch from Cohen. Fouled straight back. Now stays 3-2, so these two doing some battle. Josh Stowers waits on deck. 3-2, second time. Cohen with the leg kick. Chase with the pitch. Up high, ball four. So three walks, three strikeouts, two bases on balls. Comes Bobby, and I think going to be it for Chase again. Inning and a third, a good amount of pitches, so we'll see if that will do it for Chase Cohen. Looks like, yep, so now Bobby will point to the bullpen. Boy, Chase did a nice job, though, in that seventh inning. Again, five consecutive base hits that tied the game when he came in. He'll go an inning and a third. Does not give up a hit, gives up a couple of walks, strikes out three. Tulsa will have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Not in scoring position, but rather on first base with one man down. As the Hounds will go to the bullpen. By the way, a little sidebar coming up for you on Tampa Bay Rays. They won their 13th in a row today. 13th for the season. Of course, they only won one game today. What the guy used to say on ESPN, they didn't win 13 games today. That'd be a record. Check the new reliever. Yep, I'm about to say Calvin Coker it is. Calvin with a save facing one batter opening night in this series. He will come on here in the eighth inning trying to keep this game tied. Well, Tampa Bay has now won 13 consecutive games, and that ties Milwaukee, the Brewers, from a while back in 1987. Joe Posnanski, whose website, by the way, he has a blog, the only blog I read. For one thing, can't we come up with a better word for it than blog? Really? I mean, we're a creative planet, and the best we can come up with is the word blog for a guy walking. What are you doing? I'm blogging. You know, it sounds like you're walking through mud. some of those who write blogs, well, they're like they're writing through mud. But Joe is just brilliant. He is an absolutely brilliant sports writer, award-winning over and over and over again. And his site is called Joe Blogs. And he was talking about the Tampa Bay streak when it was at 10. It is now at 13. But a little sidebar when we get a moment. Now, here's Josh Stowers. One on, one out. Coker set. Calvin's pitch. Foul away. Woo! Boy, did that hit Chris Smith? I don't know. Did that get Chris? Somebody right next to Bobby on the dugout step. Guys aren't reacting too much, so, but boy, that was a little scary. That got into the dugout right now. Delivery just swung on and missed. Boy, sweeping breaking pitch from Coker. It's quickly 0-2. So in the inning now, Cartaya with a strikeout. Vargas with a walk. Emanuel on at first base. Count is 0-2 to Josh Stowers. 1-for-3 with a double. Takes just outside. Not by much. One ball, two strikes. A strikeout and a pop-out in the second and fifth, respectively. But an RBI double his last time, continuing a tremendous series. Stowers waits. Pitch. Foul back. Still a 1-2 count. With the double, Josh is now 6-for-10 in the series. Two doubles, two ribbies, couple of walks, and a steal. Right-handed hitter waves that bat, moves it up and down a little bit, waits, swings, pops one foul into a pitch-black night sky. Now we have made the journey fully into this West Texas night. One ball, two strikes the count. Cody Hosey on deck for the Drillers. Top of the eighth inning, tied at 3. Coker set, pitch down and away, backhanded by J.J., two balls, two strikes. Third baseman is Logan Davidson. He is basically in no doubles defense. He is maybe only one giant step off the third baseline. 2-2 pitch, way down and away, ball three, so now full count. Decision perhaps for Scott Hennessy. Now, Emmanuel Vargas does not have a stolen base attempt, so we'll see if he is running here. One on, one out. Stowers waits, throw to first by Coker. So the first of his allowable two, gloved there by Shane McGuire. And Davidson near the line at third. Jeremy Ironman a step or two toward the hole at short. Cooper Bowman shading solidly toward the middle. The second base, chopper. It's going to be Davidson. Picks it nicely. Goes to second for the out. What is it now? They say, what have we got? Time is called. The umpire is calling time. What have we got? Is Stowers still at the plate? Yep, they called that a foul ball. Josh Stowers still at the plate. And of course, everybody, and you hear the boos. I don't know if Bobby's going to argue this or not. Nope, he's not. So that's clearly a good call. Davidson went ahead and made a terrific play. But it was a foul ball, so it hit Stowers and then kicked out. That's why it was a little medium-range hopper. Here's the 3-2 second time. That ball lined into right center field, and he's done it again. Stowers, and that ball's going to get loose. It's going to roll all the way near the track. That will score the run. It's 4-3. Josh Stowers continues to absolutely be the Snidely Whiplash of the piece as far as the Hounds are concerned in this series. RBI double in the gap to right center field. Vargas was able to score as the ball just got between them. Boy, Stowers just phenomenal in this not quite even three full games yet. The run goes to Chase Cohen, the inherited runner, scoring for Calvin Coker. And the batter is Cody Hosey. My goodness, 7-for-11 in the series for Stowers. Pitch from Coker, ball hit in the air, center field. Lawrence Butler drifting back, makes the catch. Stowers will tag and easily come to third. There are two men down. Another ball off the bat of Cody Hosey. Of course, Lawrence Butler to drift back a little bit, so Stowers comes to third. The batter is Bryson Brigman. Bryson's had a really good first game with the Drillers, joined the team yesterday. He's 2-for-3, and his out was the best hit of the day for him. It was a line drive to center. Coker's pitch, lined out towards short, going to be off the glove of Ironman. He couldn't make the play. Backhanded effort that will get down, and it is a 5-3 game. We'll see what the adjudication will be on the line drive at the base of the back of the glove for Jeremy Ironman. It's one Jeremy, I'm sure, feels he should have made the play, but I don't know that you can assume that he should have. So it is now 5-3. Stowers scores when Brigman continues to have a terrific game. Pitch drops down low to Johnny DeLuca for ball one. One ball, no strikes. That I ever saw any indication. Runner goes, pitch is taken, throw by Schwarz, not in time, stolen base. Boy, so Brigman steals the base. He's having a terrific game. So 5-3 Tulsa, scoreboard still says 4-3. It's 5-3 with Stowers scoring. Boy, what has he not done in this series? Pitch down and away for a ball. The count goes 2-0. Scoreboard, by the way, is operated. So 1-1? I guess 1-1. Forgive me, one ball, one strike. I said 2-0, I know. Scoreboard is operated through the computer system now, so they're catching it up. Here's a swing and a miss. The count goes 1-2. So there's no count listed on the board right now, but again, that's because it isn't just a guy clicking one button. It's a computer that has to relay it all. Technology. Runner in scoring position. Two men down, two runs in. Tulsa leads. Pitch low and outside. Count goes 2-2. And we have no count right now on the board. That's enough to drive you crazy. But again, the computer age. Runner in scoring position. 5-3. Tulsa. Pitch from Coker. Lifted into the air. Left field. Chase Calabui going back, still back toward that corner, over the shoulder, hauls it in. Boy, that ball was heading toward that left field bullpen. The wind is pushing that way. It's the first time we've really seen it push a ball. And Chase made that over the shoulder in the wide open spaces of the left field corner. But the Drillers score a couple, and they have come from a 3-0 deficit now to take the lead. Now we will go to the bottom half of the eighth inning of play, and our Village Car Wash score of the game now reads the Drillers 5, the Rockhounds 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Right-hander Jordan Leisure on the pitch. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. His first delivery to Lawrence Butler, who will miss just outside. 1-0, bottom half of inning number 8, 5-3. Tulsa leading. Still no balls and strikes indicating on the scoreboard. Hello, how are you? Swing and a miss, one ball, one strike. Tanner Dodson, a nice job out of the bullpen. A little help, let's correct that. Got a lot of help from Andy Paez and a brilliant catch in center. Butler waits, 1-1 pitch. Downward in, ball two, two balls, one strike. Butler, Harris, and Schwarz, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Hounds got the first three. Tulsa has gotten the last five in this game. The 2-1 set by the right-hander delivers inside for a ball to Leisure. Three balls and one strike. So Tanner Dotson, pitcher of record. And Jordan Leisure relieving him here. 6'3", 215-pound right-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Butler with a rip, and it's 3-2. Lawrence, a single in three trips. Left-handed hitter. They play him to pull, do the drillers. In the infield, actually the opposite way in the outfield. Pitch and a called third strike, and boy, he thought he had a walk. Lawrence stops in his tracks, turns around and asks, but he is called out on strikes. The Leisure with the whiff. That'll bring up Brett Harris. Brett with a two-run home run and gave the Hounds a 3-0 lead, but Tulsa a three-run seventh and then got two more in the eighth. Kind of Frankenstein them together in the eighth inning. Called strike to Brett from the outside corner, 0-1. So I'm not sure what our issue is with our game day computer, but slow. Trying to check a couple of things here, and we'll do that as soon as we can. Check swing, did he go? Got turned into it just a little bit, 0-2. Brett didn't think he went. I think he'd like to at least think that would have taken an appeal, but it's a check swing strike, and the count is 0-2. Harris's home run, his first of the year, RBIs 4 and 5 for Brett. Right-handed hitter, DH tonight, infielder by trade. Swings and misses, chase one up, so Leisure coming up with two strikeouts here to start this eighth inning. Tanner Dodson goes an inning and two-thirds. Base runner on an error, and again, that brilliant catch, which Rockhounds asked about whether or not Paez actually got the ball before it flipped the grass, but really terrific effort in center field. So an inning and two-thirds and one strikeout for Tanner Dodson, who was the pitcher of record for Tulsa. J.J. Schwarz takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed hitter, he's the catcher. J.J. swings, foul tip. Count one ball, one strike. And playing in his first game of the season is J.J. One ball, one strike. Pitch is swung on, foul back. It's 1-2. I learned today that apparently I should be discussing something again with my first grade teacher because I couldn't count to 28. I thought the Hounds roster was one man over with J.J. activated. Forgot Mason Miller promoted to Las Vegas just before this series started. 1-2, got him called. Third strike outside corner. Schwarz is, boy, really surprised at that call. Remember that J.J. is the Rockhounds catcher, so he should have a pretty good idea about that strike zone, but Jordan Leisure strikes out the side. And we are going to go to the ninth inning in what is still a two-run ball game with the Drillers having come all the way back in this game. So after eight complete, game three of the six-game series, Village Car Wash score of our game, Tulsa 5, Rockhounds 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Just as we come back, first pitch to Yorbit Vivas, and he's inside out to a little flare single into left field. I apologize, I was a tip slow getting out of that last half inning, trying to garner some information here, and I took too long to do it. So Vivas, and naturally Murphy's Law, he swings at the first pitch. Not only does he swing at it, gets a base hit. One on, nobody down, first pitch to right-handed hitting Andy Páez, missing for ball one. Well, Páez has been plunked three times in this series. He's driven in four runs, and he's reaching base. He and Josh Stowers, remarkably, runner goes. Pitch is thrown. No chance to get the runner. Great jump by Vivas, and he swipes the bag. Second steal of the season for Yorbit. Boy, he got a great jump on Calvin Coker. 2-0 to Andy Páez with a runner in scoring position. Nobody out. And Tulsa may not need it, but they're looking for some insurance. Swinging a pop foul out of play. They may have enough already. But then again, what is it? What's the old line? You can never have enough insurance. We'll go no further with that particular commercial, but it is a two-run advantage. The pitch to Páez is fouled back, and it's 2-2 to Andy. Brandon Lewis waiting on deck. Drillers trailed this game 3-0. They have come back to take a 5-3 advantage. And they turn the ball over to Jordan Leisure, who does have a save on the year. No activity in the bullpen, so he will try for a two-inning variety here, apparently. Will Jordan pitch misses here? Count is full, 3-2. First base open. Vivas with his first base hit of the game. He's now 1-for-5, a single, and he's added a steal to that. Páez takes, down and away. Forgive me, now 3-2. Scoreboard still does not have a count, so I apologize. 3-2 now the count. Andy Páez is 0-for-1 in this game and has been on base 3 out of 4. Two walks and the hit by pitch make it another walk. His third. Two on, nobody out in this series. Andy Páez, including tonight, is 3-for-7. He has 4 runs driven in. He has 5 walks and 2 hit by pitch, 3 hit by pitch. So he's been on base tonight 4 out of 5. He's been on base 11 out of 15 times in this series. Here's Brandon Lewis, 0-for-4 in this game, swings and rifles one, but well foul. Over toward the concourse, herd of youngsters goes after that, 0-1 to the Tulsa designated hitter. If you're watching this game on Valley Live and trying to look at the box score online, good luck. Inside out, swinging a line drive into right field, a base hit, man, that is going to load him up. Brandon Lewis with his first base hit of the game. Boy, the Drillers, as they did in the seventh, not quite the same. But, again, the first five, first five guys up got themselves base hits in the seventh. First three men are on here, and here comes Bobby Crosby out, and that's going to do it for Calvin Coker. So Tulsa a chance here to, boy, really perhaps break this ball game open. So Calvin will go a combined just two-thirds of an inning. And the slender right-hander gives up 3 base hits, 1 run, but he's responsible for the bases being loaded and nobody out. So his line is anything perhaps but complete. 1 walk and no strikeouts. And it's also with a two-run advantage and a chance to really add to it here.
Charles Hall will come out of the bullpen, fourth reliever utilized by the Rockhounds in this game. Charles in game one of this series. And that was his first appearance of the year. Tulsa got to him for a run on a couple of base hits. He walked two batters in that game. So no wins or losses, a 9 ERA, but again, that's one appearance. Was talking about the Tampa Bay Rays and their 13-game win streak. When that streak reached its first 10, the great writer Joe Posnanski did a little piece on it. And, you know, he mentioned, I'm going to write down a number here, boy, good bunch tonight, kind of thought so, 5,320. Outstanding on this Thirsty Thursday. Thank you to Widener Apartment Homes and Lone Star Signs. What a big night. Tampa Bay has now tied that mark set by the Milwaukee Brewers a few years ago at 13-0. They were the last team to go 13-0. That was 1987. Here's Diego Cartaya now, and I've lost my train of thought just long enough. Thank you very much. Fastball called strike from Charles Hall. It's 0-1. The Brewers started 13-0. They lost the game in Chicago, won their next four. They were 17-1. By late May, they were 22-21. So, no guarantees. Pitch from Hall. Down and away from Charles. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Bases full. Lewis at first. Paez at second. Vivas is at third. It's 5-3 Tulsa, and the Drillers had a great chance to maybe put a lock and key on this. Stretching pitch by Hall. Swing and a miss, boy. Really good aggressive fastball inside part of the plate, 1-2. And Cartaya will take timeout with Diego and walk away. Now he comes back toward home plate, taps the dish. Cartaya at the plate. Emmanuel Vargas is on deck, bases full, set. And a 1-2 count, the pitch on away from Hall, just inside, and the count squares at 2-2. Crowd thought that might have gotten there. Cartaya, one, make it 2-for-4, forgive me, with that flare double net. Started the three-run seventh, first of five consecutive base hits. Breaking pitch misses, count goes 3-2. Charles Hall, slender right-hander, looks in, baseball behind his back, looks for the sign. Bases full, count full, nobody out, top of the ninth. Tulsa trying to add to the lead, 3-2, pitch by Hall, hit in the air, left field, this ball hit deep toward the corner. Calabrese chases, and that ball got out of here into the bullpen, a grand slam home run. Diego Cartaya goes deep with the bases full. We mentioned the ball that was hit at the end of the eighth inning by DeLuca was heading that way, and the wind may be pushing just a little, and Cartaya got it all, drives it out. And the Dodgers' number one prospect has his first double-A home run, and how about that? It comes with the bases full. Cartaya pulls a 3-2 pitch into the left field bullpen for a grand slam. And this one is all of a sudden lopsided. It is 9-3. Pitch outside to Emmanuel Vargas for ball one, and Tulsa running away and hiding now on the strength of the grand slam by Cartaya. 21 years of age. Wind may have helped a little bit, but that ball was well hit. Called strike here. The count goes 1-1. Yep, first three of those runs, of course, go to Calvin Coker, all three inherited runners, obviously, for Charles Hall. 1-1 pitch, way low and inside for a ball, 2-1. Well, again, they're trying to update the computer. The computer controls the scoreboard, so this is driving you nuts. If you're sitting in the stands and you're not paying attention, you think the score is 5-3. It's not. It's 9-3. Swing and a foul back, 2-2. You know, I know that technology is a really great thing. But, you know, sometimes the old days when you had a kid just hang painted numbers on a wooden scoreboard, sometimes maybe there were advantages to that. 2-2 to Vargas, left-handed hitter. It is 9-3. Tulsa, pitch outside and high for a ball, 3-2. Oh, boy, all of a sudden it has been work. Through the first six innings of this game, Tulsa had no runs on two hits. They now lead 9-3. Still waiting on clarification on a couple of, or one scoring play, but boy, it is lopsided. Now Charles Hall with a walk offered up on the 3-2 pitch to Vargas. So here's Josh Stowers, and boy, he started quietly, but he has been anything but quiet in this entire series. Struck out swinging in the second, popped out to second base in the fifth, and from there, back-to-back doubles, each driving in a run, and he scored both times. Pitch down and away for ball one. 2-for-4 in the game, 7-for-11 in the series. Reaching base in 9 out of 13. Boy, he and Pies have just been on base the entire time. Here's a shot back up the middle. That's a base hit. Cooper Bowman couldn't quite get there. Line drive single to center. Boy, and beginning in the seventh inning, I mean, the Drillers have just been absolutely on a roll. Base hit for Stowers. He is 3-for-5 in this game. Talked about him up top in our pregame introduction to this one tonight. And, boy, Stowers has, after that slow start, back-to-back-to-back base hits. Here's Cody Hosey, 1-for-4, RBI single. Right-hand hitter Witz, pitch inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. So the Drillers tied it with 3 in the seventh, broke the tie with a couple in the eighth, and slapped a padlock on it, one would think, with at least 4 here on the grand slam by Cartaya in the ninth. The swing of a towering fly ball to shallow center, Butler and Calabrese. There's going to be chase and a wind pushing toward left field, and Calabrese makes the play. But that was 6 consecutive base runners for the Drillers. They had 5 consecutive in the seventh and 6 in a row here. Here's Bryson Brigman. Now I'm going to guess on this. Again, I didn't get the get an official adjudication, but he, by my count, is 3-for-4. I think that is correct. Box is unofficial right now. Pitch down and in for ball, so that was one call that we didn't get the signal on. But I believe a base hit, and the reason the scoring will make a difference here, there were 2 men out, hit a one hopper, right, the kind of the base of the glove of Jeremy Ironman, and it bounded away for a one, I'm assuming is a base hit. Pop up. Boy, toward the seats. Boy, Charles Hall thought he might have a chance at that. Boy, you got to love that. He booked it all the way over toward the railing of the Hounds dugout in pursuit. One ball, one strike to Brigman. Bryson making his Tulsa debut. 3-for-4, 3 singles and an RBI, according to at least the unofficial card. So that's a pretty nice hello. How are you? Bryson out of San Jose, California. Right-handed hitter. Joined the ball club yesterday from extended spring training. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted into the air. Right field toward the line. This will drift. Foul and out of play. Michael Goldberg in pursuit. Could not get there. Oh boy, a tale of 2 or maybe 3 games, in fact, in this one. Starting pitching really terrific. This was a scoreless game until the fifth inning. Hounds put a run together for the 1-0 lead. Brett Harris, a 2-run home run, made it 3-0 in the sixth. There's a one-hopper out towards second. Bowman steps on the bag, throws to first for, boy, a much-needed double play. 4-3. Ball got in on Brigman a little bit, it looked like, and sent a kind of an inside-out little spinning soft liner toward the bag at second, and Cooper Bowman turns that into a 4-3 inning-ending double play. But Diego Cartaya, first double-A home run for the Dodgers' number one prospect, and it comes with a bases full. And it gives Tulsa a big-time advantage. We will go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Tulsa will go to the bullpen in this game. Well, it might be leisure to try to close it out, but it's now a 9-3 game, so his evening is done. To the bottom of the ninth, Village Car Wash score. Tulsa 9, Rockhounds 3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Tulsa 9, Rockhounds 3, and left-hander John Rooney will make his second appearance of this series. Jordan Leisure will get a hold in this game. Tanner Dodson remains the pitcher of record. When Jordan Leisure made short work of the Rockhounds in his one inning of work, three up, three down, all on strikeouts. Early on, again, scoreless game through the first four. Rockhounds took a 3-0 lead into the seventh with Tulsa claiming just two base hits. And since then, it has been all drillers. Chase Calabuig leads it off and swings and fouls John Rooney's first pitch back. 0-1 count. John out of Melrose, New York. Left-hander. Three appearances on the year. He, too, has a save for the drillers. Leisure has the other. Backup pitches up and in for a ball. Count 1-1. Chase 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Got the first run of the game. Well, all of a sudden now, a whole bunch of offense on the board with the drillers getting, well, 75% of it is swinging the foul away. It's one ball, two strikes, 9-3 game. Last time I looked, 9 out of 12 would be 75%. So, drillers in, one would think anyway, in control of this game. Lefty-lefty matchup. Chase takes a breaking pitch away in the count 2-2. They're in the top of the ninth in San Antonio. Frisco got to go to 3-3. They lead San Antonio 7-0. Amarillo still leading Corpus 5-2. Ground ball right side and a nice diving stop and a flip from his knees by second baseman Cody Hosey for the out. Good play by the second baseman. Range to his left, hit the deck, making the stop, and then from his knees, looped that throw to first, and Calabuig denied. Here's Logan Davidson. Northwest Arkansas leading Wichita 10-3, and Springfield ended Arkansas's bid for a perfect season at 5-0. Springfield winning at North Little Rock. Fastball strike to Logan at the knees, and the count is 0-1. He's 0-2. A walk, a bunt attempt and a strikeout for the switch hitter. Logan batting from the right side. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. 0-2. Amarillo holds on to their lead at home against Corpus. They will take over the top spot early on here in the South. Swing and a bouncer wide at third base. Still 0-2. And a lot of folks think that Frisco appears to be at least early on, maybe the class of the South Division. We shall see. Rangers affiliate claimed their first Texas League title since 2004 last year. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Rooney, down and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Logan. Jeremy Ironman on deck. In tomorrow's fourth game of this series, 7 o'clock will be our first pitch, that is. And again, it is duffel bag night. That's such a cool giveaway item. First 1,000 fans. 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Logan out on strikes. So two down and boy, game and set there for Tulsa. David Leal will get the start for the Rockhounds, so I always have a little bit of fun with David. I love watching him pitch. He is really intriguing in this era of velo, velo, and more velo. The over-under on where he will top out is 84.5 miles an hour. First pitch to Jeremy Ironman, down and in for ball one. Jeremy 0-for-3. He has bounced into a 6-4-3 double play. Grounded out to short and grounded out to third base. And actually, Emmanuel Vargas, the first baseman, making a really nice play to complete it. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Kyle Hurt, right-hander, will go for Tulsa. Drillers one out away from taking a 2-1 lead in the series after the Hounds won the opener on Tuesday night. Here's the 1-1. Back door, just wide, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Rooney looks in, has the sign. Ironman, right-handed hitter is Jeremy. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. One would not think it would change the outcome of this game, but Jeremy looking for his first hit of the year, and boy, he'd love to be able to do that and tuck that away for the next game. Swings, loops one, foul out of play. Count stays 2-2, but Hounds down to their last out. Boy, first six innings, a 3-0 ball game with the Hounds leading. And since then, as the great Tom Beaudet once said on a Motel 6 commercial, things have gone downhill like a pig on roller skates. And a swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. A 1-2-3 inning. By the way, Tulsa bullpen, beginning with Dodson, did a tremendous job in this game. And really only an error since the sixth inning on which a man reached. So, again, bullpen did a terrific job, and Rooney ends the ball game with a strikeout. So a grand slam home run. Boy, that'll be one of the headlines for the Drillers and for the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. Of course, the parent club of the Drillers, the L.A. Dodgers, the number one prospect, 21-year-old catcher Diego Cartaya, goes deep with the bases loaded. And this one goes in the books. Tip of the cap to the Drillers. They lead this series now by the count of 2-1. As they win this one in come-from-behind fashion, beginning with a rally in the seventh to tie it, a couple of runs to break the tie in the eighth inning, and Cartaya puts it away in the ninth by the final score of now 9-3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Tulsa Drillers, and I do believe we have all of the numbers now are official or heading that way. 9 runs, 14 hits, and an error. 9, 14, and 1 for the Drillers. For the Rockhounds, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 3, 6, and 0. Pitchers of record have not yet been indicated on the official box, but I believe they will be Now the winner will be Tanner Dodson for Tulsa. Jordan Leisure will get a hold in this game. He came in with a 5-3 game. And the loss will go to Chase Cohen. He didn't give up a whole bunch of damage, but he did give up what would be the go-ahead run. He actually pitched fairly effectively out of the bullpen, but I do believe Chase will be saddled with the loss in this game. In attendance, 5,320. Outstanding bunch here tonight at Momentum Bank Ballpark. We will check the time of the game and all of that good stuff if we get an opportunity to see if we can catch that before everything is said and done. So, game number 3 of this series, and it will go to the Drillers. They take a 2-1 lead now in this 6-game set. Our final Village Car Wash score of the ball game. The Tulsa Drillers 9 and the Rockhounds 3.
We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4 wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
I said all the numbers are official. I come up with 13 hits for Tulsa, the official box right now. Again, there were some real issues right around the 7th inning when all that stuff was breaking loose, so our totals will have to remain unofficial. I don't show more than 13 hits, but again, hey, it's only home game number 3 of the season. Again, a tale really of 2 or perhaps even 3 different games. That would probably be more accurate in this one. The 2 starting pitchers, tremendous Joey Estes, going 5 scoreless on 2 hits for the Rockhounds. He was outstanding. Nick Frasso goes 5 innings, gives up just 1 run on 4 base hits for the Drillers. It was scoreless, in fact, into the 5th. Chase Calabuig doubled to left field over the glove of Johnny DeLuca. And a 2-out infield single by Shane McGuire brought home the game's first run, 1-0. In the 6th inning, against reliever Trevor Betancourt, Cooper Bowman with a single to left field, and then 1 out later, Brett Harris with a 2-run home run. It was 3-0 Rockhounds. So going to the top of the 7th, it was 3-0 with 2 hits and no runs for the Tulsa Drillers. Well, the Drillers will finish with either 13 or 14 hits, and basically almost all of that in the last 3 innings. In the top of the 7th inning, Cartaya with a flare double. Now, he ripped the ball out of here. He came within a triple of the cycle, in fact, had a grand slam when all was said and done. His double was just a fly ball that dropped down the right field line, just out of the reach, kind of that Bermuda Triangle down the line. But that was a leadoff double in the 7th inning against Trey Schupak. Emmanuel Vargas then doubled into the right field corner. That scored Cartaya, made it 3-1. Josh Stowers doubled to left center field. That dropped Proven Vargas, made it 3-2. And Cody Hosey tied the game with an RBI single. That made it a 3-3 game. Chase Cohen came in, got out of any further jam, so the game was tied going to the 8th inning. But a 1-out walk to Vargas will start things in the 8th inning. Chase Cohen gave up that walk, and then Calvin Coker came in. Josh Stowers with an RBI double, the second of his 3 hits of the game. That will break the tie, scores Vargas, and later on an infield single, Stowers will score as Bryson Brigman hit a one-hop line drive off the heel of the glove of Jeremy Ironman. Not much he could do with that, so that drove home a run, and it was 5-3. And in the top of the 9th, well, the one big swing in the 9th inning, Horbit Bivas led it off with a single, and Ipaez drew another walk. He has been an on-base machine in this series. Brandon Lewis singled to right field to load him up. That brought in Charles Hall. He went 3-2 on Diego Cartaya in relief of Calvin Coker, and Cartaya pulls one into the left field bullpen. Grand slam home run for his first home run at the AA level. Again, Diego not to belabor the obvious or kind of the headline with him, but the 21-year-old is the number one prospect for the Los Angeles Dodgers. First double-A home run is a grand slam, and, boy, that capped it off. 9-3 will be the final. So Tulsa improves now on the season to 4-2. The Rockhounds will fall to 3-3 on the season. Just checking that ball game. It is final now at Hodgetown in Amarillo. Kind of figured it would be 5-2 the score tonight. That's a pitcher's duel up there. So Amarillo now leads the South. They are 4-2. Game ahead of the Rockhounds. There'll be a game ahead of Frisco. They are about to close out San Antonio as well. Mentioned Arkansas falls for the first time on the year, all the way down to 5-1. Yep, there will be no perfect season in the Texas League. I said that tongue-in-cheek, but Springfield did defeat Arkansas tonight as well in part of the going. Mention the pitching matchup tomorrow, David Leal. And, man, if you like finesse pitchers, you love David. He was with the Rockhounds much of last season. He actually takes the rotation spot of Mason Miller, who was promoted to Las Vegas after his initial start with the Rockhounds. So David Leal going to the mound for the Rockhounds. He'll face Kyle Hurt, big right-hander, 6'4", 230, out of Denville, New Jersey. And each one of those guys, by the way, if I find a cheat note here, they're each 1-0 with zero ERAs, both getting a decision in relief in their first outings of the year, and they will be the starters tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch. That'll be the same on Saturday night, and then on Sunday in the afternoon, play our Sunday family game with the start time at 1 o'clock. Remind you that we're moving that up by 1 hour in 2023, 1 o'clock start time on Sunday. Thanks so much for coming on board, folks. We've almost got a handle on technology. Not quite, of course, because it's technology and it will always find a way to win. But thank you so much for coming on board. Always a pleasure, win, lose, or anywhere in between, to bring you these ball games. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark. Tulsa runs away and hides, erasing a 3-0 deficit. The Drillers win it by the final score of 9-3. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Brad. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Skelly. And goodnight, my friends. Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.